There was some dork named Hal who thought the Fibbies were his pal. So he went ahead and made a deal to sit. But he threatened judges three, a jury slapped old Hal's pee-pee. So Hal's gonna be my dick swigger bitch. Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty Jew's commands, Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can. Long ago, a rat named Glenn read his comrades over and again. But Zog gave him a bag full of Zog bucks. A little Guido loves diggin' fox, pitches, tickles, and cocksuck. The colostomy bag's name is VNL. Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty juice command, Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can. I used to know a boss named Visser, a Duke Miss Goober Little Pisser, who was going ass to mouth with Lion Ride. A mum, that niggly molester, a pisser, pooper, possum, chester. Not a single one of them was very bright. Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty Jew's commands, Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Zogling, Wigger, and Mamser Ass Clowns across the fruited, nutted Zog Plain. In the open air, coast to coast nut house, we call Zog Babylon, the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed mainly at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ's call. Greetings. This is episode number 114.5 of the Movement Turd. Tonight is the 22nd of March, 2012, and the name of this will be called The Face-Fed Jew Book Censorship Wars. And, I'm late again, of course. I didn't really go ahead and decide what to go ahead and do until I was going ahead and looking at my email, going ahead and seeing something. But I'd already decided to go ahead and do this because what has gone on is that both Facebook, or Jewbook, like I call it, and Google/Jugle have gone ahead. Essentially, they don't respect their customers' quote privacy. Well, how can they? What they do is that they live off of something called internet advertising. Now, what happens? Advertising has always been a sort of iffy market here. There's really no real proof that it actually accomplishes anything, but it's the means by which entertainment is delivered. It's gone ahead, if you go ahead and look at old episodes of AMC Mad Men from the 1960s or so, if you go ahead and look at an old advertisement, you'll go ahead and see to where they are talking about how this particular product, be it a washing machine, be it a car, be it whatever, works. It's so much better than any other competitor. But usually, it was just simply a list of selling points. It's what advertising, in many cases in the old days, used to be. If you go ahead and look at Reader's Digest or Life or something like that, you look at these old advertisements, these old print advertisements. Now, I remember way back, I think it was in the 70s, when they first started advertising feminine hygiene products, a.k.a. Massengale Disposable Douche. Now, I don't know why they went ahead and made it Disposable Douche. I mean, folks, do you really want to go ahead and save your douche? Now, if you're over gender, pisser, possum, you might want to save your douche. You know, and go ahead, beat actual white men, good white men, over the head with your douchebag. But I was, you know, I mean, this is just something I sort of was wondering right now here, is disposable douche. I mean, is there some permanent douche available? But anyway, I remember when, you know, sometime in the 70s, when I was a kid, teenager, they went ahead and advertised Massengale disposable douche here. And people were uncomfortable. You went ahead and looked at the ad, and you didn't really want to look at anybody here. I mean, my little sister here was too young to go ahead and use a douche here. My mother, why, hell, she was too far gone to go ahead and use it. But still, why would you go ahead and look at anybody here when the thing first comes on here about, you know, feminine hygiene products? Now, when I was locked up in the nut house, they ended up having Smiling Bob here with natural male enhancement here. I mean, something to give you the dick of death here, all natural, all herbal, all what have you here. I guess it's all natural like meth here. You know, I mean, the composite, you know, the chemicals for meth here come out of the ground here, so I guess you could say that it is all natural, organic meth here. You know, I've never seen it advertised as such, but I would say it's probably as all natural as anything, including, the, you know, especially the frankenfoods that you are pretty well given. But anyway, in any case, it's not become a paternalistic tyranny, it's become a maternalistic tyranny. More like big sister than big brother. If you go to Germany, if you have ever gone to an overseas country, you go ahead and you're struck about how pussy-whipped Americans or Zoglings are here. You know, even Germans here know better than to essentially go ahead and give you so much estrogen drip. Folks, I'm missing them snags of them front teeth here that I had pulled out 2 weeks ago. But in any case, healing pretty good, but missing them any, you know, nevertheless. But folks, advertising has never really been demonstrated to have really a great correlation as far as an advertising campaign or something like that. I'm going here to look at, you know, at Mad Men. And essentially, here's this guy who's supposedly real good, and he has sort of a iffy notion here. It's altogether subjective. And essentially, it boils down to selling the client on the advertising campaign more than selling any customer. I went ahead and looked at old advertising. Well, folks, now what we have is we have an internet age. And what we have is that we ended up having censorship. Soon after, I remember when the internet was first new, or at least the graphical portion of it, in 1995. I went ahead and got on the internet in 1995, first with CompuServe for free, and then it cost $42 next time for phone bills and what have you. So essentially what I did, a 10 cents a minute dial-up, so essentially I went ahead and canceled it. And then at the end of the year, essentially they decided that Jasper and Newton County, i.e. Joplin and Neosho, had to get on the internet, and Granby got on the internet too. So essentially got on the internet in 1995, put up a web page in February 22nd, of 1996, and, you know, soon after, you know, my granddaughter Helen was born, about less than a month after that, went ahead and was working on one of these old 386 SX20 computers to go ahead and use dial-up to go ahead and put up a web page. And that was, well, 3,000 customers. And essentially every one of them got 2 megabytes, and what I had is I had a, you know, one of 60 who had a web page, and my web page wasn't about my cats, wasn't about my sock collection, wasn't about my album collection, wasn't about essentially my fruit jar collection or whatever. It was actually a sort of political website. And it was mistaken for a conservative website, and then when I put Lotham Starter's Revolt Against Civilization, it became known as a Nazi website, of course, here. But anyway, started as a libertoon, whatever, you know, website, put up old issues of the Southwest Missouri Libertarian on them, and they're still up there. But folks, scanned in this picture from when I was 31 years old. And by the way, yesterday was me and Roxy's 25th, not wedding anniversary, but I guess you could say hookup anniversary. Me and Roxy have been together 25 years and a day. So, since the fat ass came over and I offered to go ahead and buy her a silver and topaz or zirconium or what have you, quote, engagement ring and wedding ring, you know, for what, made out of silver and maybe a little bit of gold and, you know, whatever sort of, you know, I don't think it's glass. Maybe it's topaz. I'm not sure if it was that or cubic zirconium. Essentially, I went ahead and bought her a ring for $43.75, including tax. And she, you know, Roxy was rather, you know, pleased with her little knuckle pretty. You know, she's just a happy little camper. So, anyway, and we had steak, and we had hash browns, and we had some fairly good upscale food today. So, anyway, it's been pretty, you know, it's been pretty happy here, especially since, the other day, you know, my brother, I call him Pig Hook. Essentially, he goes ahead and calls, and Pig Hook's bitch here. She's 20 years younger than him, and she found out that she, you know, he was calling me, and she went ahead and just snarled, "How dare you talk to him?" And she said so viciously here that I was tempted to, holler, "Hold on, hold her down, Pig Hook! I'll call 911! And today he went ahead and called me. Talked about what an evil bitch she was and about how I must be gloating about what an evil bitch she was. And how essentially she goes ahead, she's so far gone, and he's so far gone, that she hits him in the face an average of one time every 2 weeks. Okay, Pig Hook. Yes, Pig Hook, I am gloating. You have become a total pussy whoop dolt. And he's talking about this sale. He's talking about having this auction at the farm. And essentially, I'm sort of laughing at that here because I told her to go ahead and sell every single tire iron that, every tire iron from all these old cars he used to have, because otherwise he's going to end up like poor old Martin Samuelson here when old Jenny goes ahead, knocks him over the head, and then puts her bishonic bulkitude while he's stunned here, and goes ahead and smothers poor old Martin to, Martin to death here. That's why I don't have, room or use for a lippy woman here. So poor old Pig Hook, I mean, hell, his skank is hitting him in the face an average of once every 2 weeks. He's putting up with, he's just going ahead and taking his lumps and going out to the farm and hiding out there like a pussy. That's why I don't think he's ever going to go ahead and go to South Dakota, because can you imagine, Pig Hook, Pig Hook's bitch, baby Pig Hook, and my mother all in one house, even in a small town in West River, South Dakota. I mean, shoot, especially during the long South Dakota winters. I mean, this is practically an invitation to axe murdering, sort of like in The Shining here. Anyway, where am I at here? Massengale? No, I didn't get no Massengale here. Hell, folks, I mean, heck. She don't got either any disposable juice or long-time douche here. I mean, I've always been wondered here, what the hell's the use of that here, other than just plain water or something like that? I mean, it's not like I'm going to go ahead and be putting my nose or tongue down there here, what I mean? There's a reason why Yahweh has made sure your pecker has no taste buds here, what I mean? Anyway, where was I? Anyway, advertising. Well, what happens is that I have been, the entire time, I remember when Juhu was before Juggles or Google, and before Fedbook or Jewbook or Facebook or whatever the hell you want to call it, and MySpace, which is now Niggerspace. I remember back when it was Yahoo. And me and this guy named Alex Curtis, they open up a little place, get your own free webpage called GeoCities. Get your own free webpage. And me and this guy named Alex Curtis got our own free webpage. And sometime in October 2007, either me or Alex Curtis was the first one to be booted off of Yahoo or Juhu. And I'm not quite sure it was me or Alex Curtis. Now, for these people who know Alex Curtis, these old-timers, this guy was a, quote, lone wolf skinhead. He sort of hanged around, sort of around Metzger, and I guess he wasn't enough of a lone wolf because he got, 3 years in prison, and part of his deal is he couldn't associate with, about 176 other people, and I was one of them 176, of course. So he sort of disappeared. Supposedly got convicted of putting in a snake skin at a synagogue or some such shit here. And I'm not sure if he was guilty or not. I'm going to go ahead and give him the credit of the benefit of the doubt, say he wasn't. He was framed, okay? But essentially, he got kicked off of GeoCities in October 2007, and so did one of my webpages. He got kicked out. So after that, I had to go ahead and be a little bit more quiet. And what happens is that the reason I went ahead and used GeoCities is it had 2 megabytes, not gigabytes, megabytes for free. Nowadays, you can go ahead and buy it. Your least cheapest one is a 10 megabyte system or whatever. GeoCities wasn't used very much. And then the next one was Yahoo Groups. Started out as an e-groups, started out as a mailing group list here. Essentially, they sold advertising. But the thing about it is Yahoo Groups eventually, sometime in 2002, 2003, they started censoring. And what did the movement do? Well, what the movement did was it went to a vBulletin forum. It went to vBulletin forums. It went away from, these user groups. Now, over the last couple of years, the movement has gone to YouTube and Google, a.k.a. Google, and it's gone ahead and gone to Fedbook or Facebook or Jewbook or whatever you want to call it. Well, about 2 days ago, Harold Covington is bitching that for the first time, not only has his old username, HAC or Harold A. Covington or whatever, been booted off for the umpteenth time, but Axis Sally's been booted off, and what happens is that his little Northwest Imperative Facebook group is gone. It's gone. Just bye-bye. Bye-bye. And yesterday, I was listening to The White Voice with Joe Adams. I actually called in, but I wasn't able to go ahead and get in very good. I was trying to explain is that essentially electoral politics is pretty well a dead-end game. And what happens is his Facebook group had been deleted as well. And here comes Axis Sally, and she says that when Fedbook gets 10 complaints, it goes ahead and deletes not only the group, but goes ahead and deletes, in many cases, the accounts of many people who are going ahead and using or being on that user group. Essentially, the Jews have gone ahead and done that against, quote, the Palestinians and Al-Qaeda and the rest here, and now they're doing it against the Nazis. So essentially, I went ahead and looked, and sure enough, Covington's Northwest, imperative is gone. I also went ahead and looked at Command Dork McFag Steve Elder's North Pest Imperative Sangria Preserve, and essentially, it's gone too. Essentially, it's been altogether gone, and now people are saying, well, why should I go ahead and be in Fedbook or Jewbook or whatever? Also, Google is being caught going ahead and essentially, going ahead and collecting data, user data, from people who are simply using, Google. And they've gone ahead and said that by March 1st, essentially, you had to go ahead and use this new interface. And when Fedbook said you have to go ahead and use this new interface if you go ahead and use Facebook, it's mandatory. So folks, the whole idea, Apple got pretty well annoyed at Google. And what happens is Microsoft went ahead and caught Google going ahead and getting into their customers. And folks, I've gone ahead, I've got me an Amazon Kindle. I've gone ahead and used it to buy Headbanger music for my Nut House friends here. They send me a check. I go ahead and order what they want through Amazon. And essentially, Amazon then goes ahead and thinks that I love a whole bunch of Headbanger music. So they go ahead and give me some of this long-haired hippie Headbanger music, and they sent it to me. Well, based upon your buying habits, you must like this shit. And, how to tell them that, no, this is not really my shit. I'm just simply going ahead and buying it for these guys who are locked up in the nut house and don't have internet, connectivity. That's pretty well the size of it. And essentially, I don't bother. I just simply, I just go ahead and ignore the emails. But, folks, all this is just sort of like the merchants of Babylon in Revelation chapter 18. When Babylon falls and they are moaning that they can't go ahead and buy and sell gold and silver and jewels and slaves. So what to do? Well, there's some people say, I'm not going to go ahead and get on Facebook no more. Joe Adams said that. A few people who went ahead and posted a whole bunch of idiotic blather on Covington's Google blather, I'm not going to get on Facebook anymore either. Now, what I think I'm going to do is that my account hasn't been deleted because I usually don't post very much stuff on it here. I'm probably not going to have a movement turd. Anything else here? Okay, Lloyd, I'm going to go ahead and get to you in just a minute. I'm going to go ahead and finish this thought, and then I'll let you go ahead and call in a minute, okay? In any case, I'm going to go ahead and, where am I at? In any case, what is going to end up happening? It's the same thing that I've gone ahead and seen happening with all the censorship wars here. I mean, it happened in Yahoo. And folks, I think Yahoo went ahead, essentially went and lost it because, at first it didn't censor. And then there was a French judge who ruled that Nazi souvenirs could not be sold on YouTube. And essentially YouTube then started censoring Nazi pages here. It became known as, Juhu. I'm sorry, it was Juhu. And this was way back in the 90s. Well, folks, people are going to go ahead and do the same thing, in that those who go ahead, like Covington, and have their own little page or something like that, they're going to go ahead and use what I call kamikaze accounts. But they're not going to go ahead and find so many. They're going to go ahead and make them open public accounts. They're going to accept the, kamikaze accounts. But what they're going to do is they're going to go ahead and set up their own, internet, content place to where people go to it. And then you're going to have people who go ahead and use aliases. They're not going to go ahead and use their real name. So essentially, Facebook and Google are going to be advertising to anonymous people here because they've gone ahead and essentially penalized people for using their own names and their real names and faces here. So you're going to end up having here. And essentially with the censorship, the Jews will go ahead, and right now they're able to just literally flick a switch and go ahead and cut people off. But soon they won't be able to go ahead and do that. Okay? So, what I'm saying is that there's not too much to do that right now that powerless white nationalists can do against the Jew stranglehold on the internet. And said this, time to simply stop using Jew book groups openly. Simply use it like all manner of people who have something to hide, with anonymous usernames, proxy servers, and peer-to-peer networking as opposed to narrowcasts. Now, folks, I've gotten to where, yes, I end up having a Facebook name and a Skype name and a Gmail name. But, folks, I don't go ahead and rely on any of that too much here. I end up having, as they say, 10,000 sock puppets, or at least 666 of them here. And, folks, that's what you end up doing in this day of Jew censorship. You go ahead and you feed false information to the Jews. and let them go ahead and think that all is well, while things are not going well. So anyway, so what will happen here is that resistance publishers will create their own blogs and forums for public broadcasting, controlling their content while going further underground their private communications. What will be public will be controlled by themselves. What is private will be made underground using aliases and anonymous login handles. And that's what's going to end up happening. Happened during the time of, you know, initially there's an open, everything goes on the internet, and then there ends up becoming, you know, thanks to Jews controlling this stuff, there becomes more and more and more Jew control, and Jew censorship follows Jew control. And then as a result, why, you know, people go ahead and don't give a crap when China goes ahead and censors Google or censors anybody else, because Google and, well, FedBook and the rest here are going ahead and censoring. And maybe I can go ahead and get in touch with old Macrobius or a few others here. Maybe it's time, you know, like John the Nutjob said, maybe it's time for white nationalists to have their own, quote, race book. Their own, quote, white book. But then again, the question of it is that within our bowel movement, you will have people who will censor anybody who disagrees with them. Like Wiggerswill Wheelos Williams, heading the Meerkat, April Gady. You will end up having people who want to go ahead and get control and they want to censor because it's not just a Jew thing. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, and then I'm going to go ahead and unmute Lloyd. And we'll have about a 1 minute break. So folks, hail victory.
Yes, I admit, we got a Wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid ways you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating crop. I wake up and right away, stupid Wiggers come to mind. The way they run to and fro. Stupid Wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit, we got a Wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro. Stupid Wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit, we got a Wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating crop. Wiggers keep remembering how good God used to be. Being taught long ago our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a Wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro. The Wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating drop. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating drop.
Okay, folks, We're back for the second segment, and I'm going to go ahead and mute Lloyd Davies right now. Okay? Hello, Lloyd. Can you hear me?
Yeah. How you doing?
Well, more to the point, I could probably have heard you if I had unmuted you, but more to the point, you can go ahead and you're unmuted. So, yeah. Lloyd, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just seeing how you're getting along, and wanted to bring up some stuff on the NIM board here. Stan gave me a board, another board this week. On NIMBusters.
Okay. All right. It's not the regular NIMBusters. I've heard a rumor that Stan was all butthurt and was going to go ahead. And around May 1st, the domain name goes. He threatens every year to pull the plug. And then Brian Reel struck what? January of, a year ago or so?
Yeah.
And essentially took down NIMBusters a number of times, and then Stan said, just for that, I'm going to go ahead and keep NIMBusters, and we're going to go ahead and break into all sorts of NIMTARD subboards here. And other people were saying, no, Brian, stop. Don't do this here. One NIMBusters is one more than we need now. Now you got five. Anyway, is there any truth to that rumor, or do you know?
Well, yeah, I think this one he does every year, but he did, he has a, like, on the NIM board, there's like four boards. He had one called the ham board, which for all the ham radio stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's got the sub girls board, which is some sort of gun board. He said he shut down sub girls, where they can't post on sub girls no more. And he threatened to do the same thing with all the boards. I saw him on the post tonight. Just go ahead and shut the whole thing down. So he does that every once in a while, so I don't know if he's going to do it or not.
Well, has he gone ahead and talked about simply, having somebody else passing it? I don't know about torch here. How about tossing the ladies, passing the lady stick here to a new NIMTARD? Has he talked about passing the lady stick to a new NIMTARD or anything like that?
Well, I think he was going to let News Guy or me or somebody else be the new moderator of the NIM board, but he said he'd do it, then he'd kind of back up on it, and I don't know.
Well, he's of two minds here, and what happens is that sometimes the little head between his legs is ruling, the other one on top of his shoulders is ruling. I guess it just all depends, huh?
Yeah.
Speaking of depends. Anyway, here's the time for advertisement.
He's kind of put up a lot of stuff on the board and stuff, so I think he's getting kind of tired of having to babysit the board all the time.
Yeah. I've had my disagreements in that pretty well. I talked to this one guy. He wanted me to go and sue Brian Reel. And essentially, Brian Reel had taken down NIMBusters a number of times.
Yeah.
And what happens, then it went to this one guy here, and pretty well, he's seen up close and personal what Brian Reel was doing, and he was quite appalled by that. And I've gone ahead and, we've had some NIMTARDs go ahead and spam the crap out of this particular board as well. But essentially, what happens is that, for now, I'm pretty well an advocate of free speech. Now, the thing about it is that in many cases, I could not go ahead and run such a forum like StumbleIn or Monkey Barrel because, I couldn't really, having my position, go ahead and allow the sort of thing which goes on at, say, StumbleIn or Monkey Barrel, and certainly not someplace like NIMBusters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't have any interest.
It's definitely a tar corral over there, pretty much. I've been on there about 10 years.
Brandy corral.
Yeah. Well, I've been with NIMBusters since about 2003 and everything, and I brought Roger Wiseman and all the ham operators over there, and I don't know if it made it worse or not. No.
Okay. Well, I don't know why a ham would be interested in something like NIMBusters.
I don't know. I just posted on the amateur news group one time, and all Roger and all them came over, but a couple things that's been going on the NIM board also. I don't know if Todd Doherty has his probation hearing tomorrow in Illinois.
Probation for what?
He made some threats against somebody in his town. He threatened some people on the ham radio and everything. He's going to have his. He had probation, and one of the terms of his probation was he was supposed to stay off the internet. And so he's been posting on the internet. What's that?
Well, why hasn't he just simply gone ahead and used a proxy server and essentially sort of changed his way of speaking? I mean, I got a bunch of old sock puppets here, and usually I don't usually go ahead and burn one off here. Unless I have two or three others waiting in the wings, so to speak, here. And it's time to go ahead and be mean to a few tards here. And I've been kicked off of, well, I got, you know, pretty well, anybody with the name of Reltney is pretty well persona non grata, across.
Yeah.
What happens is that the ones who are from England who know what a Reltney is, they think it's a hilarious joke name. And the Americans, they don't, you know, the Zoglings, they don't know what a Reltney is until, you know, I got banned at VNN, VNN here, but even this one guy who was one of my spies at the time here, he didn't know that, you know, that old John Reltney was me. I just went ahead and just ripped old Alice Linder a whole new one. He was talking about lone wolves being the same as, you know, gay elves or something like that here. And, oh, it's so faggoty here. And I just ripped old Linder a whole new one, saying, well, okay, Linder.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell have you done, really, as far as the movement's concerned, other than go ahead and take money from known informants here? And I didn't say Trader Glenn Miller, so he never knew it was me, but essentially I ripped old Linder a whole new one.
Yeah.
And essentially my post got banned, and I got kicked off here. I've been kicked off for four or five feeds two or three times. And then last October, November, I got kicked, you know, John Reltney got kicked off of Stormfront by April Giddy and Hatting the Meerkat for, you know, essentially all I said was, hey, look, folks, why are you shitting on, you know, Covington if you have your pioneer of Little Europe other than jealousy? What's the whole reason for that here? I mean, if you believe essentially white people moved to the Northwest, well, hey, what's your problem with Covington? I mean, pretty well, he's saying the same dang thing. And essentially, I just simply asked, was that, hey, folks, just go ahead and read it with an open mind. And no Covington material here on Stormfront. And they're still butthurt over Covington's making fun of Pierce, making fun of the Duckster, making fun of all these tarts here. And no, what happens, like I said, is that censorship by Jews is invariably replaced by censorship by Whigs. Now, Covington don't have clean hands. I remember I got on in 2003 on this Truth Commission, and essentially I made fun of Clint Downey and a few others. Didn't have no problem. But I had a problem with one of the, you know, Covington's little pagan ass clowns. His name was Von Wiegert. I called him Von Wiegert. Essentially, he went ahead and went yakking about Mad Marty. Essentially, Covington went and banned me from it. And they went ahead and created another sock puppet called Martin Lindstedt. And essentially, went ahead and about every single post here, went ahead and said, George of the Jungle. And he said, about loons like Martin Lindstedt with their homoerotic lust for George of the Jungle. Well, you know, I sort of laughed my head off that here. But then again, I went ahead and formed a Yahoo group called the Covington Commission and pretty well just trash talked on poor old Tubby here. You know, didn't censor anybody, but I did, you know, I mean, essentially we went ahead and did that. So I've noticed throughout the time, is a censorship by Jews will almost always be replaced by censorship by Whiggers. And that's what you end up having with Eli James, that's what you have with Dan Johns, that's what you have with Finkelschini, and I end up playing a game of Cossacks and Jew Boys, where they're the Jew Boys and they're a little shittle that they've gone ahead and taken over. And essentially, the Cossacks are just running around the riding the horses around the shittle and throwing in a few darts or two to go ahead and make fun of these people. And that's essentially, you know, that's essentially the way it is here over on 2.5 Mamsers. Obagenderbender is whining and, you know, squealing and pewing like a pussy that it's, that his stats have gone down from 200,000 to what? Less than 3 million. The folks says all you got is 1.5 Mamsers, i.e. Obagender Bender, and maybe once in a while, you know, Liar Bill DeClueless. You're taking down the Pope Marty and Johnny Tonto threads. Nobody's going to go ahead, you know. You got this thread which has about 8,000, you know, viewers. Essentially, here you are posting your little thought about what's going on in Australia, which has 5 viewers. Well, naturally, people go ahead and stop going ahead and looking at it. In fact, I stopped going ahead and looking at it because, hey, there's nothing to go ahead and listen to. And when I've gone ahead and been on an attack on a forum, essentially I've gone ahead and made these people have a choice as to whether or not they're going to go ahead and keep their forum or sub-forum or Yahoo groups public, or they're going to go ahead and make it private. And if they decide to go ahead and make it private to where only 2 or 3 people can see it, then what the hell's the point of having the forum? You might as well just exchange emails with somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's see. I got a couple things here. I'll read some news.
Go ahead.
That boy down there, that 17-year-old black boy that got killed down there in Florida. I guess
what happens is a hate crime. A beaner went ahead and killed a nigger.
Yeah, Al Sharpton got on the bandwagon about that.
Oh yeah, they have a 30K nigger, you know, whiteathon right now.
Yeah.
It's on the Obongo channel here about how Jeb Bush here screwed up here by letting white people have girls to shoot down thieving niggers here, and now Beaner has gone ahead and shot down a nigger, and he's in trouble here, and the police chief has had to resign because he obeyed this law. And, you know, right now you have Lawrence McDonald, a liberal wigger, whining, and you have old nigger Al in the background whining and pissing him over about it.
Hal Turner used to call him race hustling poverty pimp.
Who?
Hal Turner used to call Al Sharpton.
Uh-huh.
Race hustling poverty pimp.
I just called him another nigger bail priest along with Jesse Jackass here, you know what I mean? they're whining.
Yeah.
The thing to cure such critters like that is we end up having a quote white, you know, revolution here. Essentially, always go ahead and keep a nigger reservation so you can go ahead and have a cage of syphilitic niggers to go ahead and throw these liberal wiggers and their family into here to where they can go ahead and discover the joys of diversity with bisexual nigger black bucks here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Discover the joys of niggerdom here. Maybe go ahead and keep a little nigger reservation here. You know, surrounded by high moats here, and then once a week, you know, you'll just have tough niggers here because essentially you only feed them once a week. Now, essentially, you'll make no provision. You'll make no provision for essentially the fair and equitable distribution of food. That way, I mean, it'll probably be about maybe 15, 20 minutes tops before you have your new, you know, Mobutu or, or whatever here. I mean, that's just the way niggers are.
How's the sheriff campaign coming along?
Oh, what happens is that today I went ahead and answered. This is the last day on the Neosho Daily News. I'm running for council critter, and I'm running for school board.
And
I asked what I would do for school board, and I said, well, the main thing you got to understand is that even in Granby, just like all across the Zogland, essentially what you have is you have more and more beaters coming in, and they want to put their little critters in the schools and have the elderly white people pay for it.
Oh,
so I said, if you elect me a school board, I will have a thrice weekly mandatory headlights and green card inspection. And the whole idea of that is to pretty well drive them out of the, you know, East Newton, you know, R6 school district and make them head east to Monette, also known as Mexinet, which has a Tyson's plant, or west to Neoho, or Neosho,
yeah.
But I call it Neoho, you know.
Yeah.
And essentially, the idea is essentially running the beaners out to another place here where other liberal wiggers can go ahead and discover the joys of diversity and increased taxation, the need for more and more pigs. You know, essentially what happens is that, you know, this is an election year. Obongo's trying to go ahead and prime the pump. But, oh, a year and a half ago, Neosho pretty well collapsed because of all these crooked, essentially, banksters. And what happens as a result, they had to fire half the Neosho pigs and half the Neosho fire pigs. And the thing about it is that once they got fired, nothing dire happened. Nothing awful happened here. In fact, what happens is that they sort of had to go ahead and close the Neosho Municipal Court somewhat because essentially you don't have as many pigs going ahead and writing up bogus tickets here in order to collect revenue.
You know what they do over here in Athens?
Hmm?
You know what they do in Athens a lot over here?
Athens, Georgia?
Alabama, where I live, you know.
Where is Athens, Alabama?
Near Huntsville.
Okay, I know where that is. Is it right far from Coleman?
Yeah, north of Coleman, yeah.
Okay.
The cops will pull somebody over, and then they'll have a second cop come right behind them with writing somebody a ticket. Have two cops to write a ticket.
Well, pigs are sort of scared. I've seen three pigmobiles pissing their pants at some 83-year-old woman here. This was a number of years ago. I mean, pigs are scared shitless.
It never used to be that way, though, until the last 5 or 10 years.
Well, I've seen it. I mean, I guess you end up having, you know, here in Granby, the pigs are rather low quality, and the ones in Diamond are even less quality. And essentially, what happens, the pig that gets run out of Granby goes to Diamond, and the pig that gets run out of Diamond goes to Granby. And then they run around here, but essentially over in Neosho, they went ahead and lost the funding for all these pigs here. Now they're talking about bringing them back, but last night, Monday night, they had a Neosho City Council meeting, and the banker, named Rudy Farber, whined and pissed and moaned about the idiotic city council. Well, folks, people got tired of his city council. Essentially, he was bitching and pissing and moaning, because the city council didn't want to go ahead and bring in this guy who had developed these houses, you know, and he was supposed to develop 36 of the subdivision. He only developed one. He'd gone ahead and gone outside of Neosho because he wanted to go ahead and make this different electric company, which is a rural cooperative, go ahead and pay for it. Now this developer essentially wants to have the taxpayers of Neosho go ahead and pay for this sort of thing, and here's a bankster who's gone ahead, you know, is in with them, and he is whining because essentially the Neosho City Council, which has changed, essentially said, okay, well, you want to go ahead and get all the profits here? Well, fine, you can get the profits here, but you got to pay the expenses of this, you know, commission, you know, as well. Essentially, they didn't want to go ahead and bring this, you know, sub-development into the city, and he went ahead and had a little pissy, you know, shitty fit about it the other night here. And, you know, essentially, you end up having a lot of these people who used to run wild, and essentially, in some cases, people are sort of getting onto them, and essentially, they're being cut off the trough, and they're having a little fit, you know what I mean? Be it public school teachers, be it public unions, I mean, essentially, the sow is going dry, and essentially, there's a big fight between left and right about this sort of thing here. Now, it looks to me like I'm seeing the 30K nigger, you know, whine-a-thon. Essentially, I guess niggers are using Twitter and Facebook and all, you know, MySpace, essentially, and, well, we got to talk about the bro, no, you know, the racism. Well, I went ahead and seen it. The guy looks like a beaner. He looks like a beaner with facial features just like that, Chaz Bono?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. See, what?
That beaner looks a lot like Chaz Bono.
I can't stand him.
Well, I'm not sure about Chaz Bono here. I've heard that the critter has not had its hole paved and filled here, plugged up with concrete or nothing here. So
let's see what else I want to talk about. Let's see. Obama's taking some that Keystone pipeline that he was against?
He's for it now?
Yeah, now he's for it. He's wanting to get it fast tracked now.
Okay.
So I guess he's trying to get some votes. I think he's just trying to get some votes doing this stuff.
Well, he's going ahead. He's being pissed and moaned about. The thing about it is, though, this pipeline will actually go ahead and essentially take Canadian crude and North Dakota crude actually and probably pipeline it to overseas. Is probably what it's going to do here. Just like this Alaska crude.
Yeah.
Practically none of it, absolutely none of it, goes to California.
Where does it go to?
It all goes to Japan and China.
So we get it from like Arab nations, and
We don't get it from Arab nations. We get it. We go ahead and we piss and we moan and whine about it. But actually, the number one producer is Canada. The number two producer is Venezuela.
Yeah, Hugo Chavez down there.
Yeah. What happens is, though, is that Hugo Chavez, essentially, a lot of Christian identity people, well, they ain't too crazy about Hugo Chavez, but they're less crazy about Jews and Zog, and Hugo does not like Jews.
Yeah.
So essentially, what happens is if the price is the same, they'll go to a Citgo. CITGO. They'll go to a Citgo station.
Yeah, we have them around here.
That's Venezuelan crude.
Really?
So what happens is that, and what happens over Hugo, essentially he's sucked up to the Kennedys by going ahead and giving them this, three-quarter discount heating oil, aka number two diesel, really.
Yeah.
And pretty well, he sold it. He's pretty well bought the Kennedy family of Massachusetts off here by doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Paul Dembski's in the chat room. Say hello to him and Frankenwigger and all Pootie and Joe in Pennsylvania and all the other guests.
Okay. Anything else?
That's about it. That's all I wanted to say. I wanted to.
I was in News Guy's show here. I believe that he's not really in Iceland or anything like that here, and I believe he's a Jew. But essentially,
yeah.
I went ahead and took the News Guy show, about 2 hours and a half here. I went ahead and then re-engineered it here and then added, the theme from 2001 here when I got on here and then just pretty well. I went ahead and doubled the amplitude. I doubled the amplitude, and then I went ahead and cut the bit, recording by, to 16K. Pretty well, what happens is TalkStew has it recorded to 32K.
Oh, do you have it up for download on your site?
Yeah, I have it. I have 113. Essentially, I didn't do very much to it. I just went ahead and added the theme from 2001. Da, 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 da. And then, when I started talking, since I go ahead and tell if you want the original thing, what happens is it talks to you. I'm recording this thing in MP3.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to talks to you, essentially, and I'm not going to go ahead and amplify your voice by two or three times. I'm just simply going to go ahead and, that's why I go ahead and have about 2 minutes space in between talks to you. I'm going to go ahead and amplify when you're talking, via the call in.
Yeah.
Essentially, what I'll do then is I'll just go ahead and amplify it. I go ahead and when I re-engineer something, I go ahead and add the music here. What I've done is I've gone ahead and cut down songs that I like in Harold Covington's program, and I go ahead and save them. And what I end up doing is that talks to you. You end up having to go ahead and I amplify it using WavePad by a factor of about 2. Go ahead and run about 206. And then what happens is that instead of 32K, I go ahead and compress it down to 16K. But then, since this is speech, it's adequate on 16K. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's a good program? What's a good program? I've been listening to some of Hal Turner's old shows once in a while. I wanted to clip some of his funny commercials and some of the calls. What's a good program to go in there and just get stuff out of there?
WavePad. WAVEPAD.
Is it a free program?
Yeah, it's a free program. What happens, you get 2 weeks of it for, you know, with about everything here. And then after 2 weeks here, essentially you can't go ahead and put it below 32K. And essentially you go ahead and take away a lot of the features here unless you go ahead and buy it for, 59 or 49 or something like that here.
Yeah.
And essentially, I've gotten fairly good at using WavePad. In most cases, I don't dick with it very much. I've learned to go ahead and essentially, you know, when I'm talking on TalkShoe, one time I had William B. call in. And William B., I went ahead and spent 4 hours going through every little time when William B. was talking about, amplituding it by 300%.
Yeah.
Now I don't. I go ahead and I have a break between I'm talking on TalkShoe, and what happens, I go ahead and I keep the MP3 player going, and it goes ahead and records, but this particular section will just be the section where I know that I go to TalkShoe, I download it on TalkShoe, and I just go ahead and, you know, up everything by 2 or 3%. And then what I do is I go ahead and I cut it and do everything here. The music is at 64 bits.
Okay.
Is when I go ahead and record it. But what happens is I go ahead and I splice together in 32 kps, and then I go ahead and reload it onto TalkShoe after about a week, about the better part of a week. If you want to get the original program, download it immediately. You'll have all my mistakes. And then later on, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and re-engineer it, go ahead and reload it up at 32 kps, and I'll put it on mamsers.org at 16 kps.
Okay.
And that's pretty well the way I go ahead and do it. I've gone ahead and put, I'm a number of shows behind here. There are shows from, April, June, July. There's about 10 shows that I still have yet to go ahead and give up here. We have Brian Reel threatening to take down everything or something like that here. And, I'm not going to talk too much about that sort of thing, but I'm quite sure that Brian Reel is sooner or later going to go ahead and just come up and tear, and that, here you have Joe Blow going ahead, and he has, number 46 here. That was the biggest Jerry Springer one, although I think the biggest Jerry Springer one was me calling up Jim Giles. Jim Giles went ahead and kept up for 2 days his July 31st, 2010 show, where he said, "Fuck the white race." And pretty well had him say, "Well, that don't sound very good. You need to take it down, Jimbo." And I can just see Jimbo saying, No, I'm not. And then thinking, well, the general says maybe I'll take down that part where I said, fuck the white race. So he took it all down. And I'm sort of seeing to where you don't see, essentially, I think he tried to go ahead and come back, but he was trying to get $2 per episode by going ahead and playing his, interview with General Hal Moore and some other guy. You know what I mean? And, folks, I've already downloaded, I've downloaded all this sort of stuff when Jimbo was in his glory days. He thinks he's going to go ahead and make money off the Internet. And that doesn't usually happen unless you're really, 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 really good at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Anyway, I'm going to go. I just wanted to say that Logan's listening. I want to try to call into a show on Friday night. I want to talk about them Honobu flying saucers with him sometime, and I've watched several of them.
Flying saucers, Angela Merkel being Adolf Hitler's love child. the Titanic, and
I have heard talk about that. That sounded interesting about the Titanic.
Titanic was destroyed by Jewbergs, but the problem, the thing with Logan is, Yeah. Like this guy named F.W. Hermans here, who goes ahead and says all sorts of bad things about the Jews running the Torah. And then you go ahead and sound far-fetched, and you go ahead and look, and you say, damn, that F.W. Hermans was right. You know what I mean? And some cases, like Logan, sometimes, I mean, he does push the envelope here. And I've called his show, Logan Hunter's Conspiracy Theory Emporium. And so that's what it is here. I mean, heck, if you want to go ahead and hear something far-fetched, but Logan does really believe it here. And in many cases, I did go ahead and look at the Tit Antic.
Yeah.
And there was a one-hour show divided up into about 10 minutes each to where, you know, maybe it wasn't the Tit Antic that went down, but its older sister ship, the Olympic, which had gone ahead and screwed up and, you know, hit something.
I don't know if it messed up the keel or something on there. I did read about that years ago, but I didn't know.
Well, with the Internet, there's always a conspiracy theory, and there's always somebody who can make it sound plausible.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows? Maybe Angela Merkel was fathered by a Hitler sickle. You know what I mean?
I used to listen to Art Bell back in the late 90s before Y2K, and he'd have all these people on there with that remote viewing and all these people from the government and all that on there, and they talk about this and that, a bunch of crazy stuff.
All sorts of crazy. I mean, heck, this was the original tinfoil brigade here. Now you have Alex Jones and Rance and all these other characters, and essentially, I mean, there are old ladies. There are old ladies here who essentially are saving their Social Security check to go ahead and buy Mylar-coated wheat berries, i.e., you know, wheat. They're here to go ahead and buy all sorts of stuff. They leave it out, and then the mouse, you know, the mice get into it, shit all over the place here. So, man, you know, their survival stash is pretty well, you know, it's just simply garbage here, which is covered with mouse shit here. And essentially, they're on the freaking shortwave. They have an up-to-date shortwave radio. I guess that's the one thing that's cleaned in their house. And, hey, I mean, you end up, you know, I mean, I don't know. There was this thing called Signs or something like that, where you ended up having old River Phoenix here, some kids, and Mel Gibson, and they were all freaking wearing tinfoil hats and something, you know, shit like that here in one of the movies. I remember seeing it about crop circles and aliens and shit like that here by this dothead thing here, and I don't.
Oh,
I mean, if you want to go ahead. You know, if you want to go ahead and scare yourself shitless, you can do so. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can do so.
Yeah, talking about that. I went to get some gas tonight after I got off work, come home, and I went there and got a Coke, and these Indianese people, they were sitting there, both of them back behind the counter, talking their own language in the counter, back behind the counter.
Oh,
just carrying on a conversation.
Well, I'm sure they were. Maybe they were discussing the joys of
that?
The broke dog.
What's that?
They're discussing the joys of boiled dog or something.
Probably. Anyway.
That's Koreans here. You know what you call a Korean walking his dog, don't you?
What's that?
A vegetarian.
Oh. Anyway, I was going to try to call in Logan's show maybe in a week or two and talk to him about them flying saucers and everything.
Well, you know, his show is tomorrow night. He has a show tomorrow night here, and I'm not quite sure what Logan's going to cover here. I think he's going to want to call in. I think I think it's too late for Rusper's, you know, bedtime. I didn't even call him here. Rusper. What happens is that usually you had an eye for, you know, an eye fur as in Jennifer, you had an eye fur here to someone who's rather gullible here. You know what I mean? You know, call him sometimes Russifer, you know what I mean? And, you know, Russifer is, you know, old gender bender, Pisser Pooker Possum was claimed that old Russifer was a secret agent, you know, and I was laughing because Russifer is an Israelite in whom there is no guile. You know what I mean? Absolutely no guile. I mean, maybe that makes him a good secret agent because, you know, essentially Russ always tells the truth except to himself, you know, and he has to believe the stupid shit that he actually does believe, you know, like, You know, I remember one time Phil blew up his face here. He called, you know, Brother Nathaniel Kaplan here. Brother, you have such a pleasing voice. You cannot possibly be a Jew. And then old Brother Nathaniel said, well, what happens, both my parents and 3 out of 4 of my grandparents were Jews, and that one who wasn't quite a Jew used to be, you know, his great-grandparents were mainly Jews. So essentially what happens is, you know, Brother Nathaniel Kaplan told Rusper that, yes, he was a Jew.
Yeah.
And Rusper didn't know what to say. You know, I mean, what could he say? He just got ahead and been proven wrong. So there was a little bubble here. But I do like talking to Russ, because essentially it's sort of like going ahead and having a Christian identity Quaker, a standard Christian identity Quaker, you know, sort of like, you know when you're going ahead and testing things on certain populations here, and you have a control group here who's given the, you know, given the red pill or the blue pill, whatever freaking pill it is, you know, and, you know, in that show where they had a whole bunch of nigger, you know, Matrix, you know, and all this sort of thing here. And you go ahead and you look at this other thing here to where it's the regular population who is not giving, you know, they're giving the sugar pill, not giving the real pill. And essentially, Rusper is essentially C.I. Wigger. You know what I mean? And essentially, you know, you go ahead and you run things through with Rusper, and Rusper will not always agree with me, but essentially you will get an honest response from him. So I value Russ for, you know, talking with Russ, you know, Russ Walker here quite a bit here. And folks, some of you might think that I don't have any respect for Russ, and the answer is I do. It's just I do understand what Russ is good at, and I understand what Russ is bad at. And, no, you got to go ahead, and in many cases, you do respect the people, you know, who are of your own kind,
yeah.
You know, when they are actually trying, as opposed to criminals and total addle-pated, you know, Wiggers who essentially are lying to themselves quite a bit. So anyway, I was glad you could go ahead and call. I'm not sure if I'll be in, you know, Sunday night here. Old Elier was not in Sunday or Saturday night.
Yeah.
Finkelstein was in. You had Carolyn Yeager. And there's old Carolyn Yeager. She's pretty well making an idiot of herself by essentially, you know, pretending that Adolf Hitler didn't kill 6 million Jews, but Finkelstein didn't, you know, not only did Adolf Hitler not kill 6 million Jews, Finkelstein didn't even kill one single Puerto Rican. And, you know, there's a disjunct between them two. So anyway, I may or may not call, Newscock or something like that here. I do think that he's gone ahead and essentially had some, you know, fairly interesting shows here.
Oh, yeah.
And he has
a good time on Saturday night.
Yeah, he has a good time here. Essentially, I call it Radio Free Nimnuts here is what I call it here.
Yeah, we're probably going to cover Todd's probation hearing on Saturday night. We'll probably talk about that because...
Well, I hope Todd, although I don't really know this character very good. And, you know, I mean, he sounds more like Tard to me here. Essentially, if he's known that they're going ahead and going after him, he's not supposed to be on the Internet here. Essentially, going ahead and getting on the Internet as Tard is not very smart. You know what I mean? But I'm going to go ahead and hope that essentially all these here are sort of laws. You know, y'all go ahead and charge the government with a conspiracy because essentially they've claimed that you have an inalienable right to freedom of speech here. Now, if old Tard has been running his mouth and acting like a horse's ass here and threatening people, well, you know, there is a reason to go ahead and curtail such speech here, especially if it's criminal. Essentially, for old Tard going ahead and thinking that the moon is made out of green cheese here, and that Malcolm X was the greatest nigger ever, and whatever other shit that has nothing to do with what he was criminally charged with, and going ahead and cutting into that free speech, essentially I view that as a criminal act of treason by Zog Babylon and the local, the various judges here. So, anyway, as far as my sheriff's campaign, what happens is it's going to go until the primary in August. Pretty well, all of Newton County knows I'm running for sheriff this time. And essentially, I'm making the point here in Missouri, they had a riot this weekend. Over essentially the Ron Paul and the Santorum and the Romney people were having, you know, they were having a fight. And sometimes Ron Paul people essentially asked for more delegates than what they were there at the expense of Santorum. Sometimes the Romney people, i.e. the chairs, went ahead and arrested people, went ahead and closed down these meetings, went ahead and made them secret. Essentially, what happened is they were trying to go ahead and give the majority of Missouri delegates to Romney, even though he didn't earn them here in the primary election. And essentially, what that's going to do here is I think old Mitt is going to win the freaking nomination.
Probably.
They have a whole bunch of people essentially say, I'm not going to vote for that fucking nigger. But on the other hand, I'm not going to vote for liberal wigger, campaign ass clown, Mittens Romney, corporations are people too. I'm not going to vote for that cocksucker either. And essentially when that happens, essentially a fraudulent nigger is going to go ahead and win re-selection. And, no telling what's going to go ahead and happen then. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So. Anyway, I'll let you go, Lloyd, okay?
Yeah, if you just want to go ahead and put me on mute there, I was going to listen to the show for a while.
All righty. Well, okay. Well, hell victory, and we'll go ahead and take about a two-minute break so I can go ahead and come back later. So, folks, hell victory, and we'll be back in just a few. We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back, and I think this is probably the third segment of the Movement Turd. And Logan, if you want to go ahead and call in, why, go ahead and do so here. You know my home phone, and it's, what, about a quarter to ten? In any case, what the news item or whatever I was going to go ahead and talk about, you know, mainly tonight, although I've really talked about it already, for what it's worth, that's going on in the movement, is that essentially Jewbook, or Facebook, or Fedbook, however you want to call it, has gone ahead in the last 2 days, gone ahead and pretty well nuked all these Facebook groups, and at their option, gone ahead and nuked the, quote, evil Nazis who inhabit that group. Now, folks, my Facebook account is still up. Essentially, I guess maybe the Jews went ahead and seen that I was not a great prolific poster, but you had this guy named Chris White. He was going ahead and bitching that he ended up getting nuked. Harold Covington got nuked for the, what, 666th time, and Axel Sally for the 111th or however many times. She's been pretty well nuked out. And essentially, it seems to me that, you know, going ahead and looking at what's going on here, essentially Facebook is going to go ahead and insist that a certain program called Timeline be installed on all Facebook accounts. Google's been caught spying using Apple, and also Google's been spied on Microsoft. And essentially, there's a lot of people why this don't do evil is just simply something, you know, said by a bunch of Jews to go ahead and explain how come they do so much damned evil. And in any case, what you end up seeing here is just like Yahoo, we used to call it Juhu, and Google we call it Jugle, and Facebook we call Fedbook or Jewbook or what have you. There's some people claim it's a CIA operation or something like that here. I've gone ahead and looked, and essentially it seems like this Jew named Zuckerman essentially went ahead and stole it from essentially two white guys. He got venture capital, and he went ahead and pretty well did very well by it. But essentially, here it is, just a kike being a kike. Nothing out of the ordinary. And what happens when these Jews first get in here, be it in Yahoo groups or Google or Facebook or something like that, they eventually come across the practicality is that white nationalists, being rather smart, your average white nationalist, he may be fucked up in the head in some ways or another. In many cases, he seems to be very much fucked up in the head. But the truth of the matter is that among the people who consider themselves to be white nationalists, you end up having a lot of alpha males. Alpha males who cannot get along with other alpha males, but who, of course, cannot get along with Jews, cannot get along with Mamsers, cannot get along really with anybody. And as a result, when they go ahead and get a little bit of power control, they will, of course, you know, be it old Donald Duck's sperm front, the gutsick Guido Kuykenweasel, Alex Linder on VNNF, you know, old Jamie Kelso, you know, April Gady, whatever. Essentially, the very first time they go ahead and get some power, in many cases they do go ahead and do censor. I'll go ahead and give Carol Covington credit for learning. You had old Steve Elder, you had old Dick Giesecke, you had JT Reddy, or J. Tard Reddy, who I think is a fat Zogbot pig. Essentially, all demanding that I be censored on his Facebook account. And Covington said, well, hey, if you don't like Linster, what he's saying here, don't do it. And you had this Rita Bradley going ahead and demanding, I'm going to leave unless you censor Linstead. Well, I said, okay, bitch. It's been 2 days now, and, you know, Covington ain't going to censor Linstead, among other things, is essentially Mike John went ahead and got Facebook to delete his account, so now Covington doesn't have any control over a thing, and he's already said he's not going to censor me. So essentially, look, bitch, you said you'd leave. How come you haven't left like you said you would? You know, could it be because you're a lying bitch? Well, anyway, essentially now that's sort of moot point because I went ahead and looked after getting all these emails about how all these groups and all these Covington posts have been deleted. Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Logan.
Yeah, I noticed that Lloyd called in.
Yep.
I was having trouble with my sound. I missed the first part of your show. Did anybody else call in besides Lloyd?
Nope.
Okay.
I went ahead and yakked for about 30 minutes, then Lloyd was on for 45, so you got a free shot now, Logan.
Yeah, I got you.
What are you going to talk about tomorrow on your conspiracy emporium?
Probably just a little bit of everything, just about Satan's kids. And if Brian calls back in, I think I got some questions for him, you know. Instead of trying to put me on the spot, I'm going to let him. Because basically that's what I did last Friday night. And I have no doubt in my mind that he was a talk show pig. But the thing is that I got him to give supposedly his opinion on the racial thing. He was trying to basically pin me down to everything that everybody else, Wickstrom, Eli James, Bill Fink, and everybody else, supposedly CI. And I said, well, I believe a lot of what they believe about everything. I said, for one thing, Eli James is a Jew. That's what I told this blind guy.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, hopefully, if he calls back in, then I'll get him to elaborate.
Well, there's this guy named R.D. Bradshaw. He's going ahead, and, you know, he's from Idaho. He's a 77-year-old guy.
I've never heard of him. Go ahead and tell me who this R.D. is.
R.D. Bradshaw is a 77-year-old guy. He's dual seed line. But he came up through Herbert Armstrong's Worldwide Church of God, and it shows. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
During his young adulthood, he would have probably, you know, if he's, 77, he'd have been born probably around, 1930, he'd been born probably around 1935 or so. So he'd have been, he'd have been 25 in the 1960s when Herbert Armstrong's church was probably getting around to going here. And, you know, then he's dual seed line, but he comes and you can go ahead and tell, you know, he came up from Herbert Armstrong's church and he's worried that he didn't like Obadiah Bender here. And essentially he said, well, I was in the military. I was a sergeant, you know, in Korea. And then he was a Mustang. Essentially went through OCS as a senior sergeant, and he went ahead and he went, you know, up, you know, pretty well in the 70s or so in Vietnam here. And he pretty well made it to, I think, major or something like that, which was, you know, back then was the very lowest field grade officer. I mean, the first, you know, you have second lieutenant, first lieutenant, captain, you know, 01 through 03. Then you have 04, you know, 05, which is lieutenant colonel, and 06, which is full bird colonel. And then 07, 08, 09, and 10, is your various general officers, which only about 5% of them go ahead and make it that far here. But essentially he went ahead and he was, quote, a Mustang. Essentially he started out as an enlisted and he went ahead and was a company grade officer, you know, in Vietnam. You know, he was an NCO in Korea. I guess he got drafted in Korea, essentially became an NCO, and then he went during the time between Korea and Vietnam, went to OCS, Officer Candidate School, became a 90-day wonder, the old Mustang, and became second lieutenant, the first lieutenant, a captain, a company grade officer in Vietnam, and then, you know, retired after 20 years as a major. And, you know, pretty well field grade officer. Huh?
Trader Glenn Miller?
Hmm?
Does this guy, R.D. Bradshaw, know Trader Glenn Miller?
No. He lives in Idaho. I mean, essentially what happens, Trader Glenn Miller ran around North Carolina, You know, and didn't, you know, as far, you know, far west as Missouri. Essentially, he didn't know. I mean, he's not in that sort of thing here. He's pretty well in Herbert Armstrong Church. It was a family church. And then, this is what gets me, is that people talk about how Butler was a great success here. No, Butler was not a great success as far as religious leader, because he went ahead and took a couple thousand people in Wesley Swift's church, a family man. And essentially, by the time he died in 2004, he has a Zogbot named Rick Spring here, Rick Spring's wife, and a few, you know, other people. You know, he has, what, less than, you know, 10 people actually going ahead around him, and half of them are Zogbots. You know, and Mamsers and criminals and the rest here. You know, retards. I mean, essentially, you know, he went ahead, I mean, going from what, several thousand here, family men, to what, less than 10 criminals and snitches is not exactly my idea of success here. Now, what happens, RD started out as an Armstrongite, and he goes ahead and admits as much, and you can tell, well, at least I can tell, that he used to be an Armstrongite who went dual seed line. And essentially, pretty well what he does, he follows the Comparian line here, but he does have a lot of Herbert Armstrong, you know, stuff in with him here. But essentially, he went ahead, and he was not impressed with Obagenderbender, because Obagenderbender was running around dressed as a drop-dead gorgeous female. William B. found out that one of the actresses that Obagenderbender impersonates is a Jewess. You know what I mean? And, you know, William B. made a big deal about that. And then he went ahead and tracked, you know, Obagenderbender's IP address to the One Niggers Project here. I don't think Obagenderbender is a nigger. I think it's a little Jew boy here who's essentially, you know, essentially one of these government, you know, Zogbots who's running one of Cass Sunstein's cognitive dissonance. You know, supposedly, what happens to their software to where one pig at a fusion center can go ahead and pretend to be up to 16 different sock puppets. You know what I mean? And then you run two or three computers or, you know, one of that during its day here. Why, Obagenderbender is probably a little Jew boy who's a Jew boy pig who's essentially, you know, working with the One Niggers Project is what I think is more than likely here. I don't think Obagenderbender is a nigger, although I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, like all Jews, has 5 to 15% nigger marker genes. But Obagenderbender is too smart to be a nigger.
Hey, listen, Lloyd wants to ask me and you a question real quick. I think he's unmuted, but he's on the top shoe line.
Who?
Lloyd Davis has called back in. I think if you unmute him, I think he's got a question for you or me.
Well, why don't we go ahead and just type it in here, because essentially I've gone ahead and I'm recording on MP3, and essentially I don't want to go ahead and go back to the talk shoe and go ahead. So have him go ahead and type the thing up here. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. No, Lloyd, I mean, the reason isn't censorship. The reason essentially is making it easier for me to go ahead and engineer the show. Okay?
Yeah, so Lloyd can call in my show tomorrow night. So,
you know. Oh, okay. Well, he said he was going to do that one of these days. I'm not sure if it's tomorrow night here. I got a few things I got to go ahead and do for some people here. But, I mean, pretty well, I got my stuff. I got to sort of help some other people, you know, out here. But I'll probably be in tomorrow night here, at least listening in and maybe calling in a little bit here. So, what happens, you do know that the Titanic went ahead and sunk on April 12th, and you do know that James Cameron is having Titanic 3D. You know what I mean? We'll have old Leonardo DiCaprio, and big-titted old Kate Winslet, you know what I mean?
Yeah, James Cameron's like a third-degree Mason. He's a Jew. Well, pretty much most of Hollywood is either Jewish or Mongol, or just, you know, I mean, there might be a few Uyghurs, but I think most of the so-called white-looking people in Hollywood are probably Jews.
Well, Kate Winslet said, what, about a year or so ago, that she needs to go ahead and star in a Hulk picture here as a starving kikus here. Well, I'm sort of thinking here with those Irish, with those Irish patty pig hybrid nigger features here and them big tits here, you're going to have to go ahead and do a lot of starving or eating nothing but the cabbage from the corned beef and cabbage here before you go ahead and look like a starving, Hula Hoax survivor here, Kate. I mean, I'm still wondering how come old Leonardo DiCaprio just didn't go ahead and use Kate Winslet as his own personal Mae West flotation device here. Well, them big tits of hers, he could have gone ahead and floated. She'd have just sat on the top of that cold water like a grease spot here. Have you ever noticed? For my anniversary, we went ahead and opened up a steak here, and we had steak, yesterday was the 25th anniversary of me and Roxy being hooked up here. And today, Fat Ass Emily went ahead and sold an Avon ring for $43 here, an engagement set and a wedding set that's made out of silver and maybe a little bit of gold, but not much, if any. And it had some, white stones in it here, so they were either topazes or cubic zirconiums. But in any case there, old Roxy was rather grateful for them knuckle pretties here. She went ahead and she was all lovey-dovey here. She gets pretty hot here whenever you go ahead and buy her a little knuckle pretty. She had a whole bunch of them. She went ahead and bought up all her little knuckle pretties, all these here little rings. She had, six or seven or eight of them I bought over the years. Except for the first one I bought her here. It only cost $12. But the plating sort of fell off of it here, and it sort of turned her finger green. So she put it up somewhere, and she ain't been able to find the first one I bought her. You know what I mean? You know how that copper stuff here will go ahead, and when it goes bad here, it'll sort of turn your knuckle green here. But anyway, I call them knuckle pretties here, her rings here, and she had a whole bunch of them here on, and she was, Pride of Place was a new one that I bought for $43.75, So anyway, I said, well, hell, we've had one hell of a long engagement here. What it's been, 25 years? I guess her and I believe in long engagements here. So anyway, maybe you can go ahead and cover the tit antic too here. It's 10.
Pretty much not much is going on with the bowel movement. It's, basically the media is making a big deal about this, spirit gene that killed the little black boy down in Florida.
Oh yeah, they're bitching here. Breaking news. Oh, by the way, I didn't get Survivor very good because we've had 4 days of rain, 8 inches here in southwest Missouri. They're bitching about flooding, but I'm on the hill. And essentially, they're bitching about the flooding, and essentially what happens is that the splitter, Styles went ahead and went south here. So I didn't go ahead and get very good on Survivor yesterday night. I went ahead and called in to the White Voice. And essentially, both Hale Covington and this Joe Adams, he's a creatard, are bitching that essentially what happens is that Fedbook or Facebook or Jewbook, however you want to call it, has been going ahead essentially and just been doing, just flipping the switch and doing a drive-in on all these, quote, Nazi and racist, Facebook groups here. Essentially, Covington's one that's been up for over a year got flushed. I went ahead and went to it. I was thinking that McFag's little,
here's the thing, Mark, real quick. They tried to call this Mongrel Spit Part G down in Florida. They tried to first say he was white. And then that...
Well, I looked at him. The character looks like a beater. But he looks like a beater Chaz Bono is what he looks like.
Probably a state shooter in France. Okay.
Oh yeah. Well.
They tried to say he was a neo-Nazi, and now they're saying.
He was a sad nigger. What happens is that, Hale Covington was bitching. I listened to his Radio Free Northwest. He was bitching about how the sand niggers don't look good going ahead and shooting little kikelets here, and he was talking about Buford Furrow. Well, I disagreed with Covington back in 1999. Come on. You know, don't give me this shit here. I mean, when it comes down to it, it's a whole lot easier to shoot baby kikelings, you know, kikelings than it is when they're big and they have guns. You know what I mean? I mean, come on. I mean, you know, folks, I mean, you know, they're little baby spawn of Satan here. There's no such thing as a good little kikelet here. And, as far as running around and make them look good, it's sort of hard to go ahead and see how sad niggers can go ahead and have any worse press here. From what I gather, this sad nigger went ahead and shot a rabbi, you know, shot some little kikelings, shot a pig or two, two. He went ahead, he was forded up, and finally they went ahead and brought in the heavy artillery and went ahead and essentially, you know, finally shot him out here. And essentially now you have one dead sad nigger and a bunch of dead Jews, a couple of dead pigs, and there's a bunch of boo-hoo-hooing in France here. Well, I don't feel sorry for them, but I mean, essentially, them Jew boys are finding out if you go ahead and try to destroy the white race by bringing in sand niggers, them sand niggers can't be trusted to behave themselves now, can they? You know what I mean?
Hey, all these people who like nationalism that wanted to, you know, like August Christ that wanted to bring all these sand niggers in, they should have figured that out, but basically, anytime you bring Mongols into it,
well, August Christ was talking about bringing them into Aryan nations. That's why pretty well, you know, everybody got a little bit disgusted about it, including me. Essentially, well, all August really wanted, if he'd have been honest here, he said, okay, welcome, you know, I welcome sand niggers to the Aryan nation, or more to the point, I welcome their money. Send me some money. You know what I mean? You know, this is not to encourage you to come to America. I mean, essentially, go ahead and invade France and Germany and the rest of this shit, but I'd like you to send me some money. You know what I mean? That's all Augie was interested in is money. You know, you don't really think that Augie was going to go ahead and lead these sad niggers to go ahead and, you know, hang or kill any Jews, do you? You know what I mean? He only cared for money.
I've even heard Wichter and some of these other people say that we should join forces with the Muslims because they hate the Jews too.
I really don't mind Muslims as long as they live where they're supposed to live, like Arabia and Iran and Afghanistan and Persia. I mean, they belong over there. Here, I like them just fine as long as there's at least, oh, six time zones different here. They don't belong in Detroit, do they?
No.
Okay, then.
They don't belong around white people because they're mongrels.
Well, they don't belong in this country here. But on the other hand, I mean, shoot, I'm sort of rooting for Iran, to be honest with you here. I mean, I'm going ahead and listening. I'll be Uncle Zog as an aging boy going ahead and talking about, you know, beating the dog shit out of Iran. And essentially, well, hey, how's that going to happen? Huh?
What?
I mean, hell, Zog wasn't able to go ahead. You know, I called up Newskike, and Newskike is all pissy here. That's why, you know, that's why I think he's a Jew, among other things. We didn't get our ass whipped in Iraq. We're not getting our ass whipped in Afghanistan. Well, essentially, you got to go ahead and ask whether old John McCain and the rest here, if he'd become president here, you know, running for re-selection or whatever. Yep, we're going to go ahead and victory's just around the corner here, and you just give us another 10 years in Afghanistan. Well, the fact of the matter is, what with this latest thing here, what they're going to do is they're going to go ahead and try to put all the blame for losing Afghanistan, just like they did this poor trailer trash and Anglo-Mestizo trash, you know, for Abu Ghraib. They're going to go ahead and blame the six or seven morons who, quote, lost us the war. They're going to go ahead and blame the squigger who went ahead, essentially was trained to go ahead and kill, who snuck in and killed a bunch of women and children. They're going to go ahead and blame losing the war on a staff sergeant. Just like they went ahead and blamed, just went ahead and they blamed losing Iraq on some PFCs and some Spec 4s at Abu Ghraib, and not blame the actual generals and the Jews who went ahead essentially and tortured these people, and then essentially left the Spec 4s and the PFCs to take the blame here. You know what I mean? They're going to go ahead and blame the staff sergeant. They're talking about charging him with murder. Essentially, they went ahead and trained somebody, you know, to go ahead and kill to go ahead and kill. And then what happens is that, you know, just like a dog that's been trained to kill chickens, he's going ahead and...
I always got to get a scapegoat. They both look, okay, instead of getting high-level generals and Bush or Obama, the people that are really giving the orders,
Yeah, well, that's what they did with Abu Ghraib. They blamed the PFCs and the Spec 4s, you know, and the privates for this shit here. Well, essentially, it was at, you know, it was at the, what, 3- and 4-star general level from Bush here. Oh, yeah, they're blaming this stupid bit, you know, this little Anglo-Mestizo, Lenny England here, who had a little illegitimate child with this MP pig named Greniger here, and essentially what they were is Spec 4s and privates and shit like that. You go ahead and always blame the Spec 4s, always blame the privates for this shit here. Hell, they're not even blaming Sergeant First Class. This time, this war is even bigger, so I guess they got to go ahead and go all the way up to a Sergeant First Class here, you know, to go ahead and blame his ass, or a Staff Sergeant. You know what I mean?
I got a question about this Skype. I downloaded it. Now, I can call anybody else with a Skype account for free, but if I call any talk shoots, it costs 2.3 cents a minute. Is that right?
I don't know.
That's
what
it says.
Why worry about it? You're calling in to my house phone here for free using your cell phone, right?
My show, because I've been doing a cell phone for free, but, you know, I didn't really start having a lot of trouble until last Friday night. I think, I don't know if it was my Sprint cell phone service or not. Then everybody gets Skype, but if you have Skype, you call a non-Skype number.
Okay, wherever you're at here, open the curtain here because you had a fallout on your cell phone.
Okay. Right now.
Well, you had a little breakout on your cell phone here just a second ago. Thing about it is, though, if you use the Skype, you'll go ahead. Sometimes I've talked on Skype for as much as 2 hours, and then the call inevitably degrades. Voice over internet protocol. Their calls inevitably degrade. Okay?
Well, basically, if I've got to pay to use Skype to come in to talk to you, I might as well get a regular home phone, and that way it'll definitely be a lot better than a cell phone or Skype.
Well, yes, but on the other hand, then you have to go ahead and get a, you know, pay card or something like that here, unless you got a calling plan or something like that here. I had one guy, he went ahead and got Magic Jack. And the thing about it is that Magic Jack, as he calls his magic joke here, he'd been better off going ahead and just getting a Skype account and calling, you know, last year, if you had a Google account, you had a Gmail account, you got to make phone calls for free. You know what I mean? Now, some places, like TalkStew, it wouldn't go ahead and accept the TalkStew thing here. But you could go ahead and call people's houses, essentially using Gmail for free. You know what I mean?
I've got a Google account. I know never use it, but I've got one because basically, if you get on Google a lot, it's kind of nice to have the Google. But, you know, basically, if you've got an Android phone, like my cell phone is Android, everything operates off of Google. Supposedly, Google is run by the CIA, but hell, everything's run by the CIA.
Well, everything's run. I mean, essentially, the biggest meme going on, essentially, Wired Magazine went ahead and talked about the NSA going ahead and out in the Utah desert, they've gone ahead and created a big old place where the NSA can go ahead, essentially, and what the NSA is doing, essentially, is not going targeting against any particular person. It's just simply gulping all the electronic communications. Every single cell phone, this call, you know, every email, what have you, essentially are being gulped down. And in many cases, what they're doing is they're pretty well taking old stuff here from 1976 to, what, 2000, when they had only, what, 76-bit encrypting, and essentially trying to go ahead and read messages from way back then to go ahead and figure out what they were thinking about for, what, the previous 25 years or so before this new decade. Essentially, what they're doing is they're not even going ahead and going after the court system. They're not using the court system. Essentially, what they're doing is that we're the government. We get to go ahead and spy on everybody. You don't have a right to privacy. And essentially, Google and Facebook, and pretty well, you know, pretty well they're all going ahead and doing that. Essentially, if it comes over, if you go ahead and use their, quote, free system, which is based upon, quote, advertising or Google words or what have you, essentially, if you go ahead and get on what they view as their internet or their phone system, or somebody will go ahead and work with it, essentially, everything you said, you've gone ahead and given consent for them to go ahead and spy on you. And essentially, the government, Google, Facebook, in fact, I've heard Facebook or FedBook, essentially, is a CIA, you know, Jew collaboration here. And in
the, all your billionaires that made all the money off the internet, they're all Jews. Because here's the thing, okay, a white man, even if he's smart, is never going to get the opportunity to get his foot in the door.
Well, what happens if you have a white man? If you have a white man, even if he makes a couple $1 million, he's going to go ahead and give it to evil Nazis here when he's dead here. When he no longer has any new use for the money, he's going to go ahead like Harold Grooms and give it to Ray Redfern. Or he's going to be like Vincent Bertolini. He's going to go ahead and give it to, you know, Richard Butler. What happens, he's going to go ahead, you know, you can't trust the white man because essentially, you know, even after years of being a race traitor, when it comes down to it, he has a whole bunch of money, he's going to go ahead and give it to evil Nazis. You know, to go ahead and do this or to go ahead and do that. I mean, essentially, the whole point of Jew control has been to go ahead and get the white man off his own private farm, out of his own private small business, and essentially make him a little corporate wage and tax slave. And now what happens, since the Jews have gone ahead and stole from these, you know, have used these corporations to go ahead and steal, now the Uyghurs no longer have jobs here. Essentially,
they don't have jobs, and they're also no longer self-sufficient. That's what they did, Martin.
That's exactly what they did. We're agreed on that.
Family farm, just like you and I were talking.
Bogan? Hello? Well, folks, it looks like Logan has sort of disappeared here. I'm going to go ahead and hang up on him. Okay. And, folks, well, we were talking for 32 minutes here. I'll go ahead and give Logan a chance to go ahead and call back in. So, folks, hail victory for this segment.
Thank you. about Detroit, heard about Pittsburgh, PA. You want to know not to stand by the window, somebody see you up there. I got some groceries, some peanut butter, to last a couple of days. But I ain't got no speakers, ain't got no headphones, ain't got no records to play.
Why stay in college? Why go to night school?
Logan here. If you hear me, I went ahead and got the other handset. Go ahead and call back in. Go ahead and call back in, Logan. I went ahead and changed handsets. Reptilians got me. Alrighty. Hello, this is Logan, right?
Yeah, this is, okay, basically, I'm going to try to, I still don't know if the Skype is going to work. I'm going to try to set it up tomorrow before my show starts at 7 p.m. Central. I'm going to go ahead and make some Skype calls before then to see if I can get all the kinks out of the Skype. But basically, if Skype works out, that's what I'm going to use from now on. But basically, all I was saying, Martin, and then I can let you go, but basically, the white race was self-sufficient a long time ago, and they had to get us off the family farm. Okay, so when you're on a family farm, you're growing all your own food, and basically you hardly ever have to go to the store for anything. And so basically, you still had smart men that were farmers that had like a little shop or something out beside their house, and they were still inventors. Now, what has the white race done? They believed all the Jewish fables, all the Jewish law. They go to Jew colleges and Jew universities. Even if they're smart and they get a PhD in physics or something, they still got to go work for a Jew corporation. So basically, they're never going to get just like Andreas and me were talking on a show a few months back, okay, the white race has been intentionally dumbed down. And it's all about making us slavery, economic slavery, and we're slavery to the system, the political and the religious system is all part of the slavery to dumb us down and to integrate us and to make us stupid wiggers, okay? I mean, we're a lot stupider now than we were 100 years ago. I mean, I've talked to people that had biology and chemistry 60 years ago, and that's when I got my degree in college, biology and chemistry degree, and people in high school were learning stuff that I didn't even learn in college, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and even if they do have some new technology that's coming out, the Jew controls it all, and they use it against us. Like the cell phones, they can track anybody they want by their cell phone, for instance, okay? And all the new cars coming out by General Motors and some of these other ones have like a black box that even if the car's turned off, they can still track you. I mean, it's all about making us dumbed down, stupid, wigger, sheeple slaves. And basically, most of the wiggers love it. They love the system, and they think anybody that wants to be self-sufficient and think for themselves and doesn't watch TV and, you know, believes in Yahweh and segregation and everything, they think we're a cult or a racist or a white supremacist or a nut job or whatever. I don't give a damn anymore, Martin. I think the wiggers, I mean, basically they want to die, and they want to be total retards for Satan. That's fine. Let them do it.
Well, I was looking at, you know, Sunday night was the very last episode of The Walking Dead on AMC. And I'm going ahead and looking at this sort of thing here. Essentially, you end up having, quote, a herd of zombies goes ahead and they overrun the farm and, you know, a couple of them don't make it or something like that here. And I was thinking that essentially rather than have guns and have to shoot them in the head, essentially if they'd gone ahead and gotten, you know, strong white men, or even the niggers, to go ahead, and if they'd gone ahead and just got a whole bunch of heavy-duty cloth and made themselves some, quote, padded armor to where a zombie wouldn't have been able to go ahead and get a mouthful here or whatever here, and essentially just armed themselves with machetes, essentially made themselves a Ku Klux Klan burka, you know what I mean, from head to toe, essentially a Ku Klux Klan burka from head to toe, they could go ahead and go in a three-man pyramid and be chopping the fuck out of zombies, you know, like crazy here. I mean, essentially, just go ahead. I mean, heck, the Roman legions went ahead, and a German barbarian was a lot more dangerous than a zombie. And essentially, you go ahead and you look at this sort of thing here, and if you go ahead and start thinking critically, you find it ridiculous. You know what I mean? Here are all these figures and managers and the rest.
All TV is wigger programming, isn't it?
Well, it's pretty well meant for wiggers. I like watching, you know, The Walking Dead because essentially wiggers remind me of zombies. Like I was I went ahead and wrote a big thing about how there was this social worker named Del Groves. And essentially, he got assigned to me after I had this here blow up with this psychotic 6'5", 300-pound maniac named Martin Burke here. Martin Burke used to go ahead and make fun of me being a child molester, all this sort of thing. So I went ahead and called Roxy and found out that Burke was in there for forcible sodomy, and that, you know, Mrs. Burke, aka Tom Tanner, had been in there 10 years previously for, oh, killing his homosexual lover and eating bits and pieces out of him. And essentially, that's why he was in there. So I call them, you know, I call them Marty Dahmer and Tommy Dahmer. And essentially, they freaked out here when I was going in and finding about them here. So essentially, had a big old blow up one Friday. You know, I think it was April 16th or April 18th. And old Martin Burke ended up finally, you know, attacking me here. And oh, I had about a couple minutes where I was had to go ahead and, you know, keep that maniac from clawing my eyes out. And I had a couple bruises, but luckily he had real soft arms. I mean, the most softest arms of any, you know, quasi-male I've ever seen. And from what I gather, they said that he had, you know, essentially my frantic, finger and thumbprints all across his arms from his elbows up to his shoulders. He was pretty well racked up, but I was pretty well racked up too. You have a 6'5", 300-pound, you know, psychotic maniac, going ahead and jumping on top of you and trying to claw out your eyes, and you're falling onto a concrete floor. Yeah, you're going to have a whole bunch of, you know, bruises here. I mean, I couldn't sleep more than 20 minutes at a time. I was so dinged up here, and I think I had a cracked rib too here. But, you know, I got signed him, and I told him that, you know, I liked watching zombie pictures because zombies were just like quiggers here, and I sort of freaked him out here. But,
yeah.
So he knew I wasn't nuts here, but he said that, you know, he said that essentially he'd been assigned to give me a hard time, and essentially, you know, I mean, he'd say that he never said any such thing here. Essentially, what he wanted me to do is plead guilty to something I didn't do, you know, and that would get me out of the nut house here. I said, well, I ain't going to plead anything here. Essentially, I'm just going to wear these bastards out till they decide. But essentially, $150,000 a year is too much to go ahead and pay here, and that, you know, pretty well their case, which has been pretty shitty, is not going to get any better. And essentially, I got sent to the nut house because, well, I refused to go ahead and allow a public pretender to misrepresent me. That's what I get with old Matt Hale and poor Edgar Steele. I mean, essentially, they were wannabe law students or lawyers, and they sort of think that, you know, there's a way to go ahead and use the system to defend yourself. As I look at it, look, pig, you need to die. You and your family need to die. Look, lawyer, you and your family need to die. If you're a lawyer, you're a pig, you're a government worker, you're
Regine Kimmel. I email where you're running for council or something.
Yeah, what happens is I had to go ahead and present it before. I had to go ahead and present the
newspaper interview. Hey, so basically they printed all that in the newspaper.
No, I don't know if they're going to print it or not here. I just pretty well put it on my webpage. What happens about 10 years ago, I was running for municipal judge. I was running for, you know, first run for school board. And one of the local cocksuckers at this newspaper here, none of them really liked me. He went ahead and he actually did an interview. And I said, well, hey, if you go ahead and elect me here, I said, how come it is with my grandkids, I think it was 2004, you know, 2004 I was running for school district here. Essentially, what happens is that my little retarded grandson, he was 5, he took into his head to run up to Roxy's mother's house that I bought the, you know, last week or something. He decided to run up to him, and somebody went ahead and called the DFS here, you know, on me and Roxy here, you know, and Emily, because, you know, the little nitwit took it into his head to go ahead and not wait for the bus, you know, outside our house, and ran up, you know, 70 yards up to, you know, great-grandma's house here. And essentially, I went ahead and, you know, asked this bitch who went ahead and ran the school bus if she'd gone ahead and been the snitcher here. Well, she said, no. Last year, what happens, my 16-year-old daughter went ahead, and she got all mad because I wouldn't let her date somebody and wear makeup here, so she went ahead and called the DFS for child abuse because I wouldn't let her, you know, run around and screw her boyfriend and wear makeup here. And I would never do that to, you know, a parent with kids here. And I believed her here. And I think what happens is some bitch over at the high school here. And essentially I went over there and essentially they got the kids taken away the first time because, oh, this idiot second husband of Emily, you know, he went ahead and kicked Bub in the mouth, so they got all the 4 kids taken away here, but essentially I scared them into going ahead and bringing them back here. You know, in the state of Missouri, they go ahead and steal your kids under whatever pretext. And essentially it's just an excuse to go ahead and steal white children. That's why I don't have any use for police. That's why I don't have any use for social workers. That's why I certainly don't have any use for people who steal children. Essentially in the state of Missouri, overall average, if they steal your white children, you have only a 26% chance of getting them back. And if they steal them in Newton and Jasper County, you have an 11% chance of getting them back. I mean, essentially, it's made to go ahead. It's a structural way to go ahead and steal children. And for someone who is any part of that, I don't care. If it was your great-grandfather that went ahead and worked for the DFS, you need to die for the sins of your great-grandfather, your grandfather, your father, and your mother. If they did evil and they destroyed a white family, there's no amount of money that can go ahead and make pay for racial treason. You need to die. No questions asked here. What happens is that this sort of thing needs to be cured. And the only way to cure it is to go ahead and exterminate absolutely any offender.
Well, see, basically all the local politicians and even the state and federal.
Yeah, they're the ones who go ahead. Who do you think?
They're not obeying the laws, so if they don't play by the laws, the rules, to hell with them.
Well, why should you if they don't obey the law? I mean, essentially, that's pretty well what I said. That's pretty well what I said here. I mean, this bitch Donna Fullerton wants to go ahead and go after me because essentially I have some old houses with some tree is falling on. And essentially, it's not causing anybody any hurt. All it is just a bunch of, you know, essentially used to be buildings with stone walls, and essentially, you know, these trees have fallen on them or something like that. They're not hurting anybody. They're not hurting anything. All it is just a pile of rocks here, which is essentially falling apart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It you know, it has as much infectory ability as a pile of rocks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all it is here. And essentially, you know, I mean, you know, pretty well I pointed out that here in Granby, you have these worthless bastards. Granby, until 1965, was owned by the lead company. If you piss them off, they tell you, okay, take your damn house and go. Take your property and go. It's our land. We own the land. You piss us off, get the hell off. And until 1965, hardly anybody in Granby owned anything. So as a result, the houses that were here in many cases were shacks. Or trailer houses, which could be moved. I mean, there were a couple houses which were big houses for, you know, I mean, big wigs or who had been there, you know. Now, there's one sort of mansion here. They call it the Ritchie Mansion, which essentially was around, the time of the Civil War. But, you know, in many cases, you have these old, you know, oak, you know, timber houses. This house here is what, 101 or 2 years old here originally. It got given free to this guy in 1970, and he went ahead and put rocks all over, you know, this house here. The house across the street is made out of oak, rough sawn lumber here, and it has this tar paper that hasn't been made since the 1950s. You know, it was probably put up in the 1920s, 1930s. Essentially, these people, you know, I'm living on what was one of the main lead mining, you know, hills in Granby. You know, I mean, when I first moved in here, you still end up having these here little sinkholes. You know what I mean? And a sinkhole could open up tomorrow underneath this house. You understand what I mean? From the lead mines. You know, people went out into the ground here. So, yeah, you end up having, you know, all across southwest Missouri and all these lead mining towns, you end up having these sinkholes. And one will appear in Joplin. One went ahead and appeared in downtown Galena and went ahead and took down this, what, 90-year-old building? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It went ahead and essentially collapsed this building that had been around for 90-some years and was used as a tavern. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what you end up having. And here's this stupid bitch here, essentially, well, she likes her little buddies and she's telling everybody, you know, who's poor and who isn't, you know, sucking the city council's dick, that essentially they can't go ahead and put in a single wide or a double wide unless they kiss enough ass here. You know what I mean? And folks, they go ahead and, you know, this bitch goes ahead. She goes ahead. She bulldozes down my old chicken house.
Okay, let me ask you this, Marty. Does they have an end for you because of your beliefs of being Christian identity?
No, they're just, you know, you got to understand, these are not Jews. Jews don't live in a shithole like Granby. Jews do not live in a shithole like Granby.
A lot of Wiggers are going to,
well, they're mainly Anglo mestizos.
White racialist all the time, Wiggers do, because they love Jews.
Well, the thing about it is that, to be honest with you, I mean, Granby is marginally better than the Lone Prairie of South Dakota, but not by much. I don't think there's a single Jew in Granby, to be honest with you. I mean, Granby is sort of a shithole. I mean, it's such a shithole that there ain't really all that many beaners in this. You know, it's not like Monette and...
Okay, but there's mestizos, though, right?
I call them Anglo-mestizos. I mean, essentially, they've gone ahead and married into some Indians here, a number of places here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, Robert Franz and Eric Thompson used to call them Anglo-mestizos, and I call them Anglo-mestizos, too. I mean, there was a big case here. What happened 4.5 years ago, this Aryan-looking Anglo-mestizo went ahead and raped and murdered this little girl here who was an Anglo-mestizo. And essentially... what happens is that during this thing, he's gone ahead and he's taken essentially responsibility for raping and murdering this girl. Well, what happens when he was a kid, him and his brothers and sisters were taken by the Arkansas, Child Protective Services, and they pretty well screwed his head up here. And essentially they're trying, he's gone ahead and been found guilty of first degree murder. Now, what happens is went ahead and he got drunk and he got doped up here, and the stepfather got doped and drugged up. And essentially what happens, he went ahead and got interviewed by the Newton County Sheriff's Department. Supposedly he went ahead and confessed to it. Well, what happens, the guy who's been found guilty, well, what happens, he's gone ahead and taken all together responsibility for it. He just said that, hey, the stepfather didn't do it, he did it. Essentially, he went ahead and drove up this girl called him Uncle Chris. He went ahead and picked her up while he's sleeping, drove her to his house in Berry County, essentially went ahead and raped her, and then, he said that she might have seen him, so he went ahead and took a piece of clothesline or something and strangled her. And then he went ahead and put her body into a cave in McDonald County. So, the kid was on the line in Stella, a couple hundred yards away from the McDonald County line. The murderer and rapist lived in Berry County across the line, just a little bit, a couple miles away. And what happened was, went ahead and dumped the body in McDonald County. So essentially, the actual murder rapist, the sheriff essentially went ahead and just simply said, well, I know you're feeling bad here. Essentially they were going after the stepfather. And the stepfather, I guess he got tortured or something here into confessing. And essentially now this guy who went ahead and got found guilty has gone ahead and owned up to what he did. And essentially they're pissing and moaning because now they can't, it's going to be hard to go ahead and go after the stepfather, because essentially the actual killer is taking responsibility for it. You know what I mean? But this is the sort of stupid, crooked shit that a degenerate population does, and an even more degenerate law enforcement does. And essentially, it went that far because essentially there are so many cases. I mean, essentially, what should have been tried within about a week or so, and punished within a week or so, because here you have a little dead girl. She's gone ahead, she's obviously been raped, she's obviously been gone ahead and strangled, her body's been thrown into a cave, and essentially you got this guy going ahead and giving a confession, and because they want to go after somebody, in addition to that, essentially the case has taken 4.5 years to be tried because of all this crookedness by the Newton County Sheriff, the McDonald County Sheriff, and the, not so much the Berry County Sheriff, and the FBI. I mean, essentially, a case which should have been, pretty well tried within 6 months has been allowed to go ahead and get dicked around for 4.5 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, look, I think it's great that you got it out in the open because, I mean, what they did to you, have they done that to a lot of other whites?
Well, they've done a lot to a lot. I mean, shit, you go ahead, here's another Anglo-mestizo. He used to be in Special Forces. And for some reason, he gets pissed off here, and he burns down the faggot judge's barn here. So essentially, they're holding him in jail for a whole year for a DWI charge. And essentially, what happens?
Bullshit, but look, Okay. If a white
they do this all the time here. What happens is that I've heard in my time there, essentially what happens is that, you know, as a result here, if they think you're white here, they're out to fuck you and they're out to go ahead and destroy your family. Now this guy went ahead and shot this nigger. I go ahead and look at him, and he looks like a nigger pervert. He looks, you know, his face looks sort of like Chaz Bono, but it's obviously a fucking beaner. And essentially, they're going ahead and trying him. Yeah. They're trying to go ahead and try him as a white supremacist. You know, when the character's obviously a beaner that looks like a pervert. You know what I mean? You know, she's a nigger. And they're trying, you know, here are all these niggers and liberal wiggers whining like pussies here about how this is a racial hate crime. Well, essentially, it's just a, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, beaners do not like niggers. I mean, essentially, they're fighting over the same peanut over the stupid wigger. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not only beaners don't like niggers, but light-skinned blacks that try to pass themselves off as white, they hate their own people. They hate the dark-skinned niggers. I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, what happens is that I went ahead and asked this nut here, and I said, how come it is that Hispanics don't like Obongo, don't really like Obongo as much here? They might go ahead and more of them vote for McCain here. You know, the guy said, you know, and he was right. They're fighting over the same peanut. They're fighting, you know, essentially, your smarter niggers realize is that essentially niggers don't really want to work anyway. They just want to go ahead and collect welfare, but the thing about it is, though, is that those few niggers who do want to work, essentially their jobs, their low-skill or no-skilled jobs, are being taken over by the beaners. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And California, you end up having these beaners, they're going ahead and ethnically cleansing, portions of L.A. of niggers.
Also, the beaners have their own gangs, and also the beaners want some of the drug dealing and all that. So basically, they're pushing the niggers out.
Well, yeah. Well, they're actually killing niggers in Los Angeles. You know what I mean? It's the beaners who are pretty well doing away with niggers here. In fact, the most, you know, I mean, your most racist anti-nigger character isn't a wigger. It's one of these Anglo-Mestizo Klansmen here. You know what I mean? Like this beaner went ahead and shot. I mean, essentially his uncle said, well, he's really Hispanic. He's not white. Well, yeah. I mean, hell, I didn't need his uncle to tell me that. I went ahead and looked at the supposed subject named Zimmerman. I mean, he looks more like Zimmer Manser here. The character looks, you know, his face looks like, you know, Chaz Bono, you know. So he looks like some sort of, you know, he looks like some sort of a beaner pervert here. You know, he looks sort of like a beaner Chaz, you know, Bono here. His face looks a lot like this Chaz Bono here. Now, the thing about it is Roxy was looking, last season, well, yeah, Dancing with the Ass Clowns here, you know, and that faggot Chaz Bono got voted out sometime, and there's boo-hoo, and oh, how evil it is, they're being mean to trannies, and all this other stupid shit here. I mean, every time I see old Chaz Bono here, I'm sort of tempted.
Bono has to be a real ugly woman because she's an ugly man. I mean,
I don't know. From what I gather, when the critter was younger and not so bad about it, you know, from what I gather, she didn't look that bad here. But hell, I mean, the character
is kind of ugly. I mean, she looks like a nasty slut. She might even be a Jew.
Cher was a red digger. Cher was a damn red nigger.
Yeah, she's not pure white. She's got something.
No, she isn't. White. You know, she wasn't even remotely white. She was some, you know. They used to sing about gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of town. Well, hey, Cher, you ought to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, she was some. You know, she was some sort of. She's. You know, she had a lot of red nigger in her hair. Old Cher did. Old Sonny. I don't know. He may have been a. He was some sort of wop here. So hey. You know, from what I gather, he was just some sort of, he wasn't that bad a guy here, but, hey, you know, he's the only Congress critter that cried, you know, during the Waco testimony. He sort of thought it was bad what they did to them, Branch Davidians, but, you know, I mean, you know, hell, you know, only in California here it used to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Anyway,
well, they got nothing playing good for the white race, so I'll tell you what. Basically, I think you're doing right by by getting them to print the truth, because all you're doing, basically, if they print that in the newspaper, maybe some other white people...
Well, I went ahead and put it on my webpage here. This guy called me here. I call in the Osho Daily News. I call it the Daily Douche, because they wrote nothing but lies about me when I was up in the nut house. You know what I mean? And they wouldn't print anything that I went ahead and wrote back against them. But essentially, old Todd, you know, old Todd Hignan went ahead and called. I said, "Well, I'll tell you what. I'll answer your survey here. Whether or not you print it is up to you here." But essentially, I went ahead and, you know, this line about, you know, mandatory green card and headlights inspection here. I mean, I thought of that in 2004 because, shoot, you know, here was my granddaughter Helen and Bub. They had headlights. And, you know, heck, when I went to school, you heard about headlights, but since you heard about in foreign countries here, or, you know, way back when in American schools, I mean, I never had a, you know, case of headlights in my entire life. You know what I mean? And the thing about it is that, you know, here's my granddaughter and grandson. They're going to Head Start, where you have a bunch of little beaners in their heads, you know. I mean, once a week, they're coming down with head lice. And we're going ahead and buying the, you know, the red and the, you know, the lice shampoo and the nick combs and all this shit, and putting their heads, you know, in Vaseline and shit, and clearing them out, and then a week later they come ahead, you know, with it here. And essentially, it's from all these fucking beaner kids, you know what I mean? And essentially what I said is that, hey, you know, I mean, you know, what happens is that you need to go ahead and discourage these damn beaners and head them east to Bexanette or Monette, and head them west to Neoho. And essentially the way to do that is green card, you know, what I said, three times weekly, green card and headlights inspections. And, you know, that cocksucker at the Neosho or the Newton County News refused to print that. That's racist. Well, okay, so it is here. I mean, you know damn well who those green card inspections and headlights inspections are aimed at, don't you? You know, he knew damn well who they were aimed at.
I'll guarantee you, any spick, nigger, gook, any Jew, any piece of wigger trash that's kissing their ass, if they want to have a piece of shit trailer or a chicken house or anything else in Granby or anywhere else, they can get by with it. But somebody like me or you breaks one little, you know, so-called infraction of the code, and they'll try to fuck
with me. The thing about it is, the reason they don't do that shit, they know damn well they'll get sued. You know what I mean? They'll get sued, and there'll be shit all over on my internet page. Essentially, they don't want to fuck with me. But essentially, that's why I told them. If I get elected city council, you know, essentially, I'm going to go ahead and teach all you people how to file federal lawsuits against these bastards. And essentially, they're going to be in litigation, you know, until the day they die. You know, there's a stupid bitch named Carolyn something or another who comes from out of state here, and essentially she was yapping this stupid shit here, and people Granby voted her ass out. And essentially, people thought that Donna had enough fucking sense not to pull this shit. But essentially, I guess she decides to get on the news here right around December 28th and whine like a pussy about, you know, about these old junk houses here. And three out of the four she shows, you know, are my old houses back in my house here. You know what I mean? They're not harming anybody. They're not even on the main fucking road. You know what I mean? Nobody sees them unless you go looking for them. They got a whole bunch of trees around them. You know what I mean? And essentially, that bitch decided to go ahead and give a hard time. Oh, we're going to ask to clean up. And essentially, here are all these fucking wiggers who go ahead, well, Marty, you ought to go ahead and pick up after yourself. No. It isn't about picking up. Essentially, it's a bunch of old buildings that are made out of rock or cinder block, who essentially no longer have a roof, or if they do have a roof, you know, a tree is falling on them, and yes, they're falling in. But it's not a threat to the health and safety of anybody. People have no business going, you know, going over there. You know what I mean? And this other house they went in and showed, why, hey, old Crystal went ahead, old Opal, before he bought it in 1997, she went ahead and reshingled the roof here. The only thing that has a hole in it is the one to the porch here. And essentially, you know, it's still on the tax rolls as a habitable structure. Of course, it's grade E, which is the lowest, you know, which is the lowest grade here. But, you know, I mean, essentially, it's still being paid taxes on. So look, bitch, you have nothing to go ahead and say here. It's not hurting anybody. And you let this, you know, you let this little bitch go ahead and put in a double wide, and you won't let anybody else put in a damn trailer. Essentially, what happens, the fix was in, and you make one rule for somebody else. You make rules for somebody else, but not for your own self here. Look, you cocksuckers, you go ahead and you make a rule, then it's going to be applied 100 times as strongly on you who made this rule as it is on somebody else who didn't really give a shit for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, essentially, what happens, these people are no damn different than some damn nigger who goes ahead, or Jew, who goes ahead and imposes all these rules but cannot obey them themselves, but they want everybody else to obey them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's a time to go ahead and say, hey, you pull this shit and you use the police to do it. Essentially, you're a traitor who's making civil war inevitable, and you and your family need to die for your crimes. You don't go ahead and become, you know, somebody who's of power here to use that power to enrich yourself at the expense of the overall society.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
It's better to have no damn rules than it is to have criminals running wild, going ahead and letting these cowardly pigs do whatever the hell they want to in order to destroy families. And I've seen that. I mean, I've seen, you know, essentially the same thing here. If you're even remotely white and you're in jail, essentially these Child Protective Services or DFS come to your heifer, essentially said, well, what happens is we're going to go ahead and cut you off here while your husband's in jail here. At least you go ahead and say that, you know, he molested the kids or he's mean to the kids or you get divorced from them. These people are deliberately destroying white families. They're buying and selling children. They're doing it all over. It wasn't just me. Of course, they were especially interested in me. Yeah, I'll grant you they're especially interested in me, but they're doing all over. They're buying and selling white children, and essentially you end up having this shit happen, you know, since the Elizabethan times here. Going ahead and buying and selling children and shipping them out to the colonies to go ahead and be slaves. And essentially, you know, folks, you go ahead and do that. That is a crime of racial treason. And the way to go ahead and finish that off is that anybody who goes ahead and does that, his entire family downline to him, as brothers and sisters, essentially they're all responsible. They've all committed a crime of racial treason and they need to die.
No questions asked here.
And until you go ahead, and folks, we're not having just the past 5 years of this shit, the past 10 years of this shit, or 20, or 50, or 100. Essentially, we've been having this shit. That's why I try to keep explaining it to people. If you understand Christian identity, you know this shit has been going on for 7,000 years.
That's right.
It's been going on since that stupid skank Eve went ahead and squeezed out a Jew boy named Cain. You know what I mean? This shit's been going on. It was going on during Noah's time. It was attempted during Nimrod's time, and now
until Yahweh's ready to destroy Satan and throw all of his kids in the lake of fire and take the trash out. Until that happens, things aren't going to get better, Martin.
No, it's not going to get better. The only hope for the white race, essentially why I keep on, you know, the reason I go ahead and have this show is to go ahead and explain people is that no, the white race, Yahweh's servant nation is not going to be destroyed because Matthew 24, verses 21, you know, verses 20 and 21 says it's not going to happen. That's what Jesus Christ says and that's what Jesus Christ promises. But he also goes ahead and points out that there needs to be a cleansing, great tribulation since there never was and never will be before to go ahead and take out all this trash and destroy it. You know what I mean? So therefore, since Yahweh has not gone ahead and promised that there's going to be a successful rebellion or revolt against Og Babylon, essentially what you do is you see from Revelations chapter 4 to Revelations chapter 18 where you have a financial collapse in Og Babylon, and then Revelations chapter 19 where you have Jesus Christ coming back, and essentially where you have the blood flowing as high as a horse's bridle, And then in Revelation chapter 20, you have Satan bound in a pit by the Archangel Michael for 1,000 years, and then you have the millennium. Essentially, that is what, you know, you got to understand is that pretty well your personal salvation as a white man depends upon your relationship with Jesus Christ and Yahweh, and you obeying Yahweh's laws, and you being picked and chosen by Jesus Christ. And essentially, that has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with this ass clown movement that we go, this ass clown bowel movement that we call the movement or Christian identity. I mean, this R.D. Bradshaw, he's all worried about Obagender Bender and Eli James. And I've been trying to tell him is that you have about a dozen or so mamzers and Jews and idiots and clowns like Steve Elder and the rest of them here who know in some level they're Jews. Essentially, all this is that the wandering mamzers of Wikipedia talks to CI. And folks, that's not going to go ahead and really affect the couple million who have been made aware in some ways of the overall Christian identity message, and probably the hardcore 50,000 or 10,000 or whatever here. You know, it's not going to go, two dozen wandering mamzers are not going to go ahead and hurt anything. You know what I mean? This show, in many cases, ridicules a lot of the stupid crap here. Now, in the case of Harold Covington, I don't see anything wrong if you live in New Jersey or Texas or Arizona or a shithole like California. You're going to have to live somewhere else, so you might as well head, northwest here to, because essentially you end up having, all these liberal wiggers and the rest here, they're all fucking running. They're all, they talk about how they love niggers so damn much. They talk about how they love niggers so damn much, but you don't see damn many of them want to live in the middle of nigger town, do you?
No, you don't.
No. So essentially, you're having in some places niggers moving from Detroit to Atlanta, to the southeast. And you've had this going on for the past 20 years. You have whites going ahead and moving to the northwest. You end up having these migrations here. Essentially, Covington is quite correct. Zog is not going to be around forever here. And essentially, it doesn't hurt to go ahead and essentially prepare for what is going, what's getting closer and closer and closer and closer. But the main thing that's been going on this week, essentially, is the Jew book has essentially flipped the switch on essentially these Facebook groups. Both Covington's, Covington's sundry ones here, and, this Joe Adams of, he's a creator of what, White News Now. I went and called in yesterday, trying to point out that essentially, hell, they're not allowing people to go ahead and run for office. They're not allowing, quote, white supremacists to actually run for office. Here in Missouri, I mean, essentially, they're not even allowing the Rick Santorum supporters to go ahead and be heard, even though they won the primary. Essentially, you end up having these crooked thieves going ahead and trying to appoint mittens, and folks, there's a funny one called, Coin Operated Boy by the Dresden Dolls or something like that here, about this heifer here who just wants a little love, little coin operated boy. Well, that's what old Mittens is. He's just a little coin operated goy, you know what I mean? That's what he is.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll go ahead and let you go, and tomorrow you'll have the Logan Hunter show tomorrow then, right?
That's right, 7 o'clock Central Time, and I'm trying to get my Skype thing set up, and hopefully the Skype will be working. If not, we'll have to,
Well, the Skype works better than Magic Jack. I mean, essentially Magic Jack is just another VOIP, and I've heard nothing, but bad by people who go ahead and use Magic Jack. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're probably right.
So essentially, you might as well just use Skype because it's the same damn thing, but you don't have to go ahead and buy anything other than computer and a little cheap headset, headset and
that's
microphone.
You're right.
So, hey, just, try the Skype here. If you need to pay a penny or so a minute, that's not much, okay?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, sounds good. I'll just... I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
All right. Well, hell, victory here. All right?
Yeah. All right.
Folks, we're going to go ahead and take about a 2 or 3 minute break, so we will be back in just a little bit here, and we'll wait for anybody else who wants to give a call. So, hail victory, folks. Well, folks, for whatever reason, I was hung up like a dog. What to say? Yeah, anyway, here, let's see. I got a fully charged cell phone battery. I don't know what the heck that happened.
Recorded live.
You are unmuted.
Well, folks, I was hung up like a dog. Well, I'm like a dog here. Yeah. Yeah. Let me go ahead and tell you a little story about friendship here. It's rather, you know, this used to be my brother's most favorite, you know, story about friendship here. Of course, now he's married to a bitch on wheels that goes ahead and punches him in the face at least one, at average of once every 2 weeks here. Yeah, I keep on telling him they ought to go ahead and plot on going ahead and stealing mom's money. And farm so hard away from me here, because essentially the way it's, you know, the way it's running now here, I mean, the minute he goes ahead and manages to go ahead and steal it from mom and me, essentially that's probably the day here the bitch won't feel like going ahead and essentially just punch him in the face once every 2 weeks or so. She'll go ahead and probably come up with this wild horse shit about how poor old Piglet is kissing little Piglet Jr.'s pee-pee all the time here, you know, and she's gone ahead and observed it, and now she's had to go ahead just simply tell the truth about the matter here. You know what I mean? Oh, heck, I wish I'd gone ahead and taped about 2 or 3 days ago, you know, about, oh, how... Now, oh, she just sounded so mean here. How dare you talk to him when I'm not here? And she said it in such a vicious way here that I wish I had the MP3 player going here. I was tempted to go ahead and say, "Hold on, Piglet! I'll call 911 for you." Anyway, so he didn't call for a day or so, and he went in and called out from the farm when she wasn't, when she wasn't there here. And essentially, he called me from the farm here, and I went in and sort of blurted about, how I, me and Roxy had 25 years with probably less fighting, less fighting in 25 years that, than essentially, than Taylor can his bitch go through in about the course of a week here. He's like, I bet you just go ahead and just love it here the way, I'm just living in hell here. I said, well, why the hell did you just pull out here and find you a different bitch here? You know what I mean? And, anyway, he was telling me this tale of woe and something like that here. Well, anyway, he makes a mistake. He's going ahead and he's making the mistake here of, going ahead and going, going down to the trailer here. And then the bitch, I hear, who are you talking to? You talking to your brother again? And essentially I said, you better hang up now here quick before she finishes denutting you here. I said, besides, this is the third time, you called me a day, and that's two more than what you really usually should be allotted here, sniveling. So, anyway, he deserves, what happens the other day, I was going to go ahead and buy me a chair up the Dollar General store. Because I bought one of these chairs here, and since they have these bolts here, and the damn bolt breaks here, and I went up there, and since it's the same sort of damn chair here, which I want to go ahead and get away from, and what happens is that here's Pig Hook's bitch, and baby Pig Hook, and baby Pig Hook has just turned recently 3 years old, and baby Pig Hook was a regular little hellion in the Dollar General store in Granby. The little monster here is causing, a commotion here, and Pickle's bitch doesn't believe in just going ahead and whapping the kid here, one here, and tell, hey, look, you little bastard, time to behave, when you're in public. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have dared act that way here, and I did quite a bit here while Jeff. And, baby Pig Hook is blonde, blue-eyed and all that. He's blonde, blue-eyed, handsome little baby Pig Hook here. And essentially, Pig Hook here, essentially had hair lip here. And essentially, left him with a hooked nose here. You know what I mean? Not a huge hooked nose, but essentially, the little cleft palate surgery. We went ahead and left him with a leg scar here and left him with here, hooked nose here. So essentially, back in the old days, they used to have, for reading, in junior high school, they had a story about Tom Hastings and Hastings Mills and about pioneer stories here about how old Tom essentially came to the Nebraska prairie or wherever here in 1870 here and about how, the little story about the Hastings family of Hastings Mills or whatever here in Nebraska or something here. And essentially, one of the things they'd go ahead and catch these wild pigs they left run was a Pig Hook here. So after that, I called him Pig Hook. You know what I mean? I was a regular little asshole myself here when I was young. What to say? anyway, where am I at here? Let me see here. Okay. Well, that's true here. I mean, as far as we know of, there are no other, there are no other planets. Although Wesley Swift believed that, that niggers, that niggers were taken from the planet Dogon. From the dog star, East African niggers here, and they were transplanted here in flying saucers when Satan used to be governor of a number of planets, including Earth. Okay? So maybe there is, and maybe there ain't here. Maybe there are niggers, still on the planet Dogon, and maybe, the thing about it is that when you have niggers by themselves here, when you have niggers by themselves, they can't even produce Detroit here. I mean, Detroit, you know, Detroit in its natural state here was just pretty well looking a lot like Detroit now here. You just have, you know, what, 25% Detroit here is just, you know, reverted to, well, essentially tree-filled empty lots here with patches of rubble in it here. You know what I mean? Now, if you don't even have niggers here, why, you wouldn't even have the patches of rubble here. Well, I remember when they said that the Luftwaffe was going to build heavy bombers here and bomb Detroit. And you go ahead and look at Detroit, why, hey, I mean, it looks like, you know, Luftwaffe hell here, it looks like niggers have gone ahead. You gotta understand here is that niggers left to themselves here, essentially they wouldn't even go ahead and produce the rubble necessary to go ahead and produce the Detroit of the day here. You know what I mean? I mean, how many Detroits do you see in East Africa? You know, let me just go ahead and prove a point. I mean, essentially you just have these niggers, tall niggers here, going ahead and drinking the blood of camels and, you know, of cows and drinking their milk. You know, and essentially going ahead and hunting down a few lions. I mean, you know, really, folks. I mean, you know, they're just, you know, at best an Iron Age people here. All together here. So, you got to sort of wonder here about, meanwhile, what's going on the planet Dogon. You know, I mean, folks, this is the only show where you have speculation here. Of course, maybe tomorrow on the Logan Hunter, you know, show, we can go ahead and have speculation about meanwhile on the planet Dogon. And Logan will do me one better. He'll go ahead and say, meanwhile on Sirius Minor on the planet Dukon. Anyway, you know, there are some people, I have heard some rather negative reviews by lawyers about this show. They say that I sound like I'm intoxicated. Well, I don't know if that's true or not here. I guess I'm just high on life here. And, folks, right now I'm sort of, pretty well just working on going ahead and enunciating my words clearly now that I no longer have, well, any front teeth here. Well, except on the lower jaw here. I have plenty of them here. Anyway, what the heck to talk about here? The world's colonized Mars? Well, you know, dukes are from Mars, niggers are from penis. I mean, Venus. Anyway. Dogon's crime rate dropped to zero since the niggers left. Well, who says the niggers have left here? I mean, what, do you think that old Satan went ahead and loaded up all the freaking niggers on the planet Dogon? You know, shoot here. I mean, I'm quite sure there are some little monkeys here who never got caught. Not even Satan catch all the little monkeys on the planet Dogon. I mean, essentially what happens is he just went ahead and took the ones here where, you know, I mean, I think that there are niggers. I mean, if you believe Wesley Swift here, is that niggers came from the planet Dogon here. I mean, shoot. Do you think that Satan went ahead and put every single freaking nigger to go ahead and bother Adam kind here? I don't think so. I mean, I think even Satan here would have even had his fill of niggers here. I mean, essentially, maybe he took the smarter ones. You know, have you ever thought of that here? Maybe he took the smarter niggers. You know what I mean? Maybe the really dumb niggers here, they didn't even want to bother to go ahead and catch, you know, are still on the planet Dogon here, you know, essentially stinking it up here. You know, this is, you know, I'm on another show where you hear speculation here about the finer points of Wesley Swift's, you know, doctrine. Anyway, where was I here? So anyway here, well, okay, well, I know it ain't been proved here. I mean, shoot, if you want to go ahead and have proof here, you understand is that most of, you know, pretty well, you know, practically all of religion is based upon essentially what somebody said who is cited as an authority. Yeah, that's pretty well all it is here. Now, I love my racial religion, dual seed line Christian identity. To me, it's rather austere. Essentially, there are not, you know, there's not really any shades of gray here. You're either white or you're not. You know, if you're a Jew, you're a small Satan. I mean, Jews are a small Satan. And essentially, you know, that's why I like what, you know, Bertrand Comparé did. You know, essentially he went ahead and made it to where dual seed line Christian identity doesn't step all over its tail here. He made it relatively simple here. You know, with some rather dogmatic statements, which essentially cannot be proved or disproved either other way than by, you know, how you understand the Bible. Okay? Now, I was going ahead and calling in to Joe Adams' show, The White Voice, you know, and essentially what I see in this Bible movement, be it the South African Project, be it the, you know, what, the National Socialist, you know, movement, and by the way, Sir Polo, I mean, Sir Polo pretty well outdid himself here. I mean, pretty well all his cartoons are pretty well spot on. Of course, I like the David Duck one here about, you know, Dr. Finkelstein's, you know, wonderful liposuction machine. Go ahead, liposuction, you know, old David Duke's fat ass here. But, in any case, no, I mean, essentially, that's what I end up hearing on The White Voice. I end up hearing whines and whines and whines about how we do not hate the other races, about, oh, how we, actually, we love niggers, we love Jews, we love this, we love that. We really do love them. We really, 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 really do love them. And what happens is that all we want to do is beg the Jews and the niggers and the rest to let us live, please! Well, how's that working out? How's that working out? What happens is that now we end up here, and since the reason I look at the Obongo channel or MSNBC is that this shit that they go ahead and say is so freaking over the top. So freaking over the top that, you know, I guess they don't understand that they're hilarious. You know what I mean? Essentially, they bitch about Fox News not being a real news channel here. Essentially, it's the Bushy channel or the Dummy channel or the Republican, you know, neocon channel. And, you know, if I want to go ahead and see, well, if I want to see blonde, blue-eyed waitresses here with short skirts, well, I go ahead and hope to see who, you know, see their beaver here, sort of like Sharon Stone, who admittedly was a Jewess here, you know. I mean, I'll go ahead and look at that if I want to go ahead and be titillated by the, maybe one day there will be no panties. I go over to the Foxy News channel here. Well, I want to go ahead and hear the Dumbia channel here, or the Republican or Republican channel. But usually I like going ahead and look at the Bull Dyke, Racial Mad Sow. I like going ahead and look at the Glibber Wiggers. I like going ahead and seeing this over-the-top nigger Al Sharpton here. I mean, shoot. Any show which wants to go ahead, you know, any network which wants to go ahead and pretend that's real and legitimate would not have anything to do with old nigger Al. But they do. Essentially, that's what gets me about the white nationalist movement here so much, is that it's gone ahead and become just nothing more than a, please let me live, please. Please, please, let me live, please. We deserve to live too, please, let us live. Oh? Really? I don't know. I remember way back on Saturday Night Live, back in 1992, you know, where you end up having Dana Carvey as both Ross Perot and George Bush. Go ahead in 1992, and you end up having him playing both parts, George Bush and Ross Perot, and you end up having the skit to where, you know, it was coming, you know, in October of 1992, and you end up having them say, please, vote for me, you know, please, please, he's begging, you know, Dana Carvey as Ross Perot to please vote for me.
please, please vote for me. And old David Congress Ross Perot said, I just had the President of the United States go ahead begging me to vote for him. Pathetic. Well, folks, that's what this bowel movement of ours is so much like. It's pathetic. Now the question is, what is going to be done? What is going to be done about essentially how Jews on FedBook can simply go ahead and delete with a switch pretty well any Facebook channel that they want to? How are you going to go ahead and have, Covington City had up to 32, his newest, Facebook group had up to 32 people in it, and then it got deleted. So he said, now it's time to go back to Yahoo groups. Well, what Yahoo groups was pretty well a previous age, and essentially it was just nothing but spamming. Spamming, 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 spamming all these news clippings here. Not actual talking, in real life like Facebook here. I do have a question. John Nugent went ahead and asked it here. Why can't we go ahead and have our own, I guess, instead of Facebook, have our own Racebook? And the question I have is, well, why not? Why not? Is it possible to go ahead and have social media for, quote, racists? But the problem of it is our bowel movement is so split up, is so, so wiggerized to where, hey, folks, I've been censored continually by so-called white supremacists here. Do we really have an ability to go ahead and work together? And the answer is we don't. And that's not really a good thing here. I mean, I've been very much for decentralization here. Even if it was technically possible, is it a good idea? And the answer is I don't think it is. What I see Harold Covington possibly doing is essentially creating a small little, and that's why I was trying to tell him here, way back when he went ahead and had this Northwest Imperative, is that essentially you use the Facebook page for broadcasting. You don't use it for your main message. You don't go ahead, you go ahead and get all these people involved in essentially going ahead and posting whatever they want here. Now, this Chris White, he was sending an email bitching about, well, I'm tired, I've been censored, I'm in this, I'm going to go ahead and do something. Well, this Chris White did nothing but go ahead and, pretty well spam a whole bunch of YouTube videos. Okay? That's fine. That is fine. But I sort of think that Harold Covington is right to go ahead and put his YouTube or his audio or his video files on to, put them on to the Library of Congress website so people can go in and see them whenever they want. And I think what's going to happen is that right now, and I think it's going to go ahead, just like YouTube went ahead and got better to where essentially if you don't go ahead and have a big public display of racism, you can go ahead and get on Yahoo groups quietly to where there's a matter of approval. Essentially, as long as you don't go ahead and become too public, you can go ahead and get on YouTube here. I think what Harold Covington is going to do is he's going to have to go ahead and develop his own website, and he's going to have to go ahead and develop his own social media more and more and more to where essentially you go ahead and you provide a link to the Library of Congress, and then you download the video or the audio files that you want from the Library of Congress. And essentially, the Library of Congress may or may not go ahead and censor. You don't know. But, folks, what I've been doing here is that here on TalkShoe, I mean, I got booted off. And so I don't go ahead and go whining or bitching or pissing or moaning to TalkShoe to go ahead, somebody is spamming my chat room. What good is that going to do me? Might go ahead and remind them that theoretically that I'm supposed to be banned from TalkShoe. Okay? Alright. No big deal. It's understood. But what we need to do is that we need to go ahead and develop our own media. And we, you know, we will indeed go ahead and do so. But in many cases, some of this media will be rather eyes only. It'll go ahead and be something that only a few people go ahead and get. Sort of like Harold Covington's Northwest Observer, which is in print here. You know, Harold Covington's talking about how he wishes to get off the internet and how he likes pretty well Yahoo groups from the 90s when he was first getting on the internet. And in many cases, he ain't really that crazy about the Fed book. He's not really that crazy about the Google, but essentially does use it. Okay? He uses it with reservations here because essentially he cannot control it because, you know, well, who controls it? Answer? Well, the Jews do. So, in order to go ahead and have, and folks, this movement is not going to be successful. It's not going to go ahead essentially and be the basis for a revolution once the society breaks up here. Once the society breaks up, it's going to go ahead and, you know, be broken up here. And yes, you will end up having, I think, pretty well no regional. When people talk about the breakup of the United States, they're talking about regions. They're talking about, say, the Northwest. They're talking about Outlaw. They're talking about, Southeast, New Africa. They're talking about New England here maintaining, you know, pretty well the pretense of being the United States. They're talking about the breakup here in the Midwest and this and that here. But folks, once you end up having secession, where does it end? I think you're going to end up having, if you had places like Germany, medieval Germany, having, 900 or 1,000 independent principalities. Well, stationed in Crailsheim, spelled Crailsheim. Pronounced, English Crailsheim, but, pronounced by them Crailsheim. On the border of Baden-Württemberg and Bavaria. Part of Swabia. 14 miles west of us was Schwäbisch Hall. Pretty well where Lohenhallenbrauer started. Lohenbrau Haller started Swabish Hall. It was Swabish Hall because it was the main town of the Schwabes, Schwabia. It used to be called the Suevi or something like that here. In any case, you ended up having, in one of these guest houses, you had the story of Crailsheim, and besieged by three villages. One was Rothenburg, one was Dinkelsbühl, and both Rothenburg and Dinkelsbühl are tourist attractions because they still have their medieval walls around them. And Crailsheim used to be that way, but essentially it had it got lucky and had a Luftwaffe base at Crailsheim. Essentially Crailsheim got bombed into oblivion by the American bombers, bombing this Luftwaffe airfield, to where essentially there was one building, a church, which ended up having about three of its walls intact, relatively intact. Not its roof, not its front, but it had three walls intact here. The rest of it was just rubble. And you had essentially where the Luftwaffe airfield used to be, you have the town of Crailsheim going ahead and pretty well forming, a circle. And they have this story about, sometime in the 1300s or 1200s or whenever, they were besieged by these three towns and essentially left into siege and starved. And what happens is the mayor's wife went ahead and she cooked the last of the bread into these loaves of bread, which were shaped like the letter 3, called Horafia. Essentially, what she went ahead and seen, it was sort of sanitized. What she did is she went ahead and showed her big fat ass. She still had a big fat ass, although I imagine it was sort of flaccid. Sort of like having Roxy here, go ahead and moon, you know, these soldiers from the three towns sitting outside the, you know, the walls of Krellsheim. Essentially, it's sort of like getting Roxy to go ahead and moon, you know, moon the besiegers and then throw these loaves of bread over the wall. And essentially went ahead and seen to where, hey, here's this big fat woman here showing us her big fat ass and throwing us loaves of bread. I guess they're not suffering too much here. We might as well give it up. We've been besieging them for 6 months. So essentially, here's this big fat woman showing her big fat ass and, you know, throwing bread at us. The siege is not successful. So they went ahead and quit. And that was the savior, that was the saving of Krellsheim. Okay? So, in any case, this is just, you know, heck, I don't know. I'm just pretty well talking here. But I have seen the censorship by Yahoo Groups. I seen it back in, what, 2007? October 2007, where me and Alex Curtis got booted off of GeoCities for racist content. Hate content. And folks, I've seen it on Yahoo Groups later on in 2002, 2003, when Zog's War disappeared. And then I went in and seen it, for a while, you didn't have it here, because essentially what, you know, around the time the Yahoo Groups pretty well disappeared as the main item of spamming, essentially, the next thing which went ahead and disappeared, you know, that appeared was the V-Bulletin Yahoo group. Stormfront, then VNNF here, which is about maybe, about a sixth the size or less of Stormfront. And now, where the most of the debate has gone to these quasi-intellectual sites like Original Dissent, like Kevin McDonald's, pretty well majority rights. It's gone ahead essentially and gone to where the main item of debate is the moderated WordPress blog. And the second thing here is essentially audio using a podcast. Now, what hasn't really been used so much is YouTube or video, because essentially video can still go ahead and be censored a whole lot easier because it's a much bigger file. If you have video, then you have audio. So essentially how the movement has gone right now is by means of communication, or the means of main thinking, is the moderated WordPress blog. You know, I mean, Hal Covington could go ahead and have his, you know, his blog taken off of, Google. You know, just like I had mine taken off. I haven't ever been able to figure how to go ahead and save it off of Google. I have been able to go ahead and save, you know, it off of a WordPress, you know, blog. So, essentially that's what's going on now here. And essentially with this, you know, this Facebook thing here, it's just gone ahead and occurred over the last 2 days here. You know, it wasn't just Harold Covington who went ahead and got nuked. It was this Joe Adams of White News, you know, of what the heck was it? The White Voice, or Save White People, or something like that here. Essentially, he's going to go ahead and give up on Facebook for a while. You know, maybe so, maybe not. What I go ahead and see is that when Yahoo went ahead and started censoring, it sort of ended up losing market share. And what you end up having with Google, and I think with Facebook, is you're going to end up having losing market share as well here. Folks, it might be better to go ahead and go back to MySpace, even though it's run by a Jew, you know, or some, you know, Jew lover like Rupert Murdoch, to where essentially people are going away from Facebook. They're going to the next thing here, be it Twitter. I mean, that's why here, you need to get on Twitter. Twitter is not, you know, Twitter is not censorable. People are not censoring you on Twitter. And folks, I think this Facebook or Jewbook thing by going ahead and pulling this crap. And folks, this is not, this crap has been going on low level against, well, what they view as rather, characters who really deserve it, like Harold Covington. But folks, what happens the last 2 days, they're deleting entire groups. Just flipping the switch off. Essentially, they're just flipping the switch off, and like Axel Sally said, you get 10 complaints. What happens, they go ahead and delete that, and they go ahead and delete whoever is, you know, there with them as well. Now, I don't know if that's the case here, because essentially I still have my pass-through instead of Facebook, you know, .com account, and I have a few, other little sock puppets I go ahead and use, you know, members of the Reltning family. But, you know, in any case, you know, I don't know how long it's going to go ahead and last, but I do think it's going to end up having some, you know, it's going to go ahead, and I think it's going to go ahead and affect Facebook. I think it's going to go ahead and affect Google as well, because Google has pretty well pissed off Apple browsers and people on, you know, on Microsoft by going ahead and poaching as Microsoft goes ahead and looks at their customers here. Folks, Microsoft has its own bunch, you know, like Bing, you know, they have their own search engine and stuff like that. Microsoft can go ahead and fight back against Google. They can go ahead and say, hey, look, folks, you're being, you know, what happens is that all these portals, be it Yahoo Group, be it Yahoo, be it Microsoft, be it Google, are trying to go ahead and keep their customers in one particular virtual plantation here. And I think Microsoft would be able to go ahead and essentially go ahead and get, you know, just like Apple is, to go ahead and keep Google from going ahead and, oh, cutting into their, you know, listenership here. I think that's entirely possible. So, anyway, let's go ahead and see. I'm going to go ahead, I've been yakking for 34 minutes, I'm going to take an extended 5-minute break to go ahead and save things down here, and if anybody wants to go ahead and call in or ask questions here, you can come in about 5 minutes or so. I'm going to go ahead and take a break. Hail Victory.
Ring that bell, shout for joy, White Mancy is here. Gather all those equals up and herd them on the pier. America for white, Africa for black. Send those eggs back to the tree, ship those diggers back. Ring that bell, shout for joy, White Mancy is here. 20 million ugly cums already on the pier.
In there, man. I ain't gonna get on that boat. Look like that boat leaked to me, man. Oh, man, you're the best white man ever, sir. Here I come.
America for white, Africa for black. Send those apes back to the tree, ship those niggers back. Ring that bell, shout for joy, White Majesty is here. Boats are ready for the trip, we won't shed a tear.
Seems like nobody don't love us nice colored folks anymore. Oh, no!
America for white, Africa for black. Send those apes back to the tree, ship those diggers back. Ring that bell, shout for joy, White Mancy is here. And that chimp is ugly stick, and that buck is spear.
Just a minute there, man, I just got my bottle of wine back me on the dock. Oh, man!
America for white, Africa for black. Send those apes back to the tree, ship those niggers back. Ring that bell, shout for joy, White Mancy is here. 20 million jigaboos, Africa will steer.
How we gonna find Africa, man? We ain't got no compass. How we gonna find that island, man? Oh,
America for white, Africa for black. Send those apes back to the tree, ship those niggers back. Ring that bell, shout for joy, white man is here. There they go, far out to sea, see them disappear.
Hello, hello back there on the dock. I believe this boat is leaking, man.
America for white, Africa for black. Send those apes back to the tree, ship those niggers back. Ring that bell, shout for joy, white man is here. Boats are leaking badly now, this sink we sadly fear.
Help! Help! Please take them out!
America for white, Africa for black. Send those apes back to the tree, ship those niggers back. Ring that bell, shout for joy, white man's day is here. No more niggers, civil rights led by niggers queer. America for white, Africa for black. Send those apes back to the tree, ship those niggers back. Ring that bell, shout for joy, white man's day is here. Our homes, our schools, our cities, streets of niggers will be clear. America for white, Africa for black. Send those apes back to the tree, ship those niggers back. Ring that bell, shout for joy, white man's day is here. America will be all white, the land we love so dear. America for white, Africa for black. Send those apes back to the tree, ship those niggers back. Ship those niggers back. Ship those niggers back. Ship those niggers back.
Okay, folks, well, we're back for the, I guess, the last section of the movement turd. I pretty well covered about everything I can go ahead and think of covering tonight. Not quite sure what to go ahead and cover, well, some more here. Good go ahead. I mean, even as we look here, essentially what we go ahead and we see is we see, well, essentially niggers going ahead and bitching about white people going ahead and shooting some nigger. Well, actually, it was a beaner who went ahead and did it. Actually, it was a beaner in Florida which went ahead and did it. And, folks, we're going to go ahead and see more and more and more of that to where you're going to end up having a sort of a breakup. You know, a breakup even of the pretense between niggers and beaners. You know what I mean? Pretty well, this beaner's uncle has admitted that the character is a Hispanic. So how can you go ahead and call it a hate crime? Folks, the only ones who are going to go ahead and settle for, quote, being called hate crimes here is, well, wiggers. They're the only ones who are going to go ahead and agree that there's a hate crime committed here. I mean, you know, beaners are not going to go ahead and sign on to the wigger notion here is that it's a hate here, that niggers essentially have a superior right to go ahead and, you know, claim what little whitey or wigger has left here. You're not going to see that. Not going to see that at all. So, well, I mean, pretty well niggers have gone ahead and destroyed, in many cases, you have, you know, environmental degradation here. Sahara. You know, the Sahara used to go ahead and have, elephants living in the Sahara. It used to have pretty well, before it became a Sahara Desert, essentially the desert in many cases was caused, I think, by, you know, climate, you know, patterns, a number of other things, but the niggers went ahead and even made it even worse here. And so what they did is they went in and created a desert here when in Roman times you had lions and elephants. Essentially what you see on the Serengeti Plain, you end up having large portions of the, quote, Sahara Desert, which essentially is a band where that big old bulge of Africa, and Africa is actually, I think, the second or the third largest continent here. It's not as large as Asia, But it is a, you know, one of the larger continents here. Larger in North America, certainly larger in South America, Australia, Europe. And folks, you end up having a lot of these places which used to be, well, maybe they weren't exactly wet places here, but they were places which went ahead and had, well, sort of, you know, savanna and plains and, you know, pretty well dry, you know, upland trees here. Now, it's just nothing but rocks here. No, you know, no soil. No nothing here. Just simply burnt out areas of desert. And it's been caused by, desertification here. You end up having places in the Middle East, which essentially had too much irrigation to where it became, you know, it became essentially these salts in the water went ahead and sat, and the land became too saline to go ahead and plant anymore where they used to have the irrigation. In many cases, it takes centuries, maybe even millennia, for there enough to come, enough rain to go ahead and wash out all the salts in these silted up, salted up, saline, you know, irrigation places here. So in many cases, in this world, we have less and less and less natural world left here. 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, large portions of Europe were covered in forest here. Covered in trees. To where, well, what happens is where you had the settlements was actually, you know, much like in America in what? You know, in the 1700s. To where white people went ahead and lived on the edge of, quote, civilization here. And then when you end up having feudalism, essentially it was a way of going ahead and having, well, the nobility or the aristocracy going ahead supposedly protecting their peasants. Although they went ahead and exploited and were mean to their peasants here. Essentially, Europe became a place here where essentially there was, you know, there was some means of some freedom. Not as much, you know, not altogether that much here. And essentially, things changed around the year, you know, in 1492 when the Spanish had gone ahead and driven out the Moors and then soon after the Jews. Things went ahead and changed in the Dark Ages, about 1,000 years of a dark, of quote, Dark Ages from when Rome had collapsed. And when you ended up having the Spanish and the Portuguese going ahead and exploring new areas of the world here. And then from 500 to about what? 1900, you had 400 years or so of essentially white man triumphant. White man going ahead and using white man technology to go ahead and conquer decaying civilizations in the case of the Chinese. Forcing their way, you know, through the Japanese. And Lothrop Stoddard went ahead in his book, A Rising Tide of Color Against White World Supremacy, pointed out this, that maybe it was not a good thing for the white man, and certainly the Jews among them, to go ahead and essentially let China come out of its torpor and to go ahead and form these colonies, which they could, for short-term profit, and then go ahead and essentially teach the Japanese to become anything other than xenophobic, to where they stuck on their own island. It was not all a good thing here. Now today, what you see in Japan, and I've gone ahead and pointed out, it was a year ago, where these nuclear power plants, which should have been decommissioned 20 years ago, were well past the time to where essentially when they were designed that they were meant to go ahead and last that long. They were meant, when they were made in the 70s, they were meant to go ahead and be used for 25 or 30 years and then to be decommissioned. They were meant to go ahead and be decommissioned here And what we end up having is we end up having technology, these light water reactors, which essentially is technology which is about, what, 60 years old? From the 1950s, early 1960s, and then implemented in the early 1970s. What happened to the money, which was, should have been used as, you know, part of depreciation against these power plants to go ahead and build a newer, better power plant? Now, I've been reading this book about, you know, After America, by this part Michling, Mark Steyn, who essentially acts like a right-wing, you know, essentially he has a Jew name. He points out that, you know, his last Jew relative was his paternal great-grandmother on the paternal side. So he's at pretty well odds to prove that he's not altogether a Jew boy. But on the other hand, I didn't much care for the last couple chapters when essentially we need to go ahead and fight Iran in order to go ahead and protect the Jew boys. But he pointed out, and there's this blog I go ahead and listen, you know, read called, you know, Bruce Carlton's Miscellany. And Bruce Carlton went in and said that essentially the very last moon mission to the moon was 1972. And Robert, you know, and John F. Kennedy went ahead and said in 1961, we will go ahead and have a man on the moon before the end of the decade. And essentially they did. 8 years later, a little bit less than 8 years later, they ended up having a man on the moon. I remember I was, 12 years old? Yeah, I think 12 years old, 11 years old. And what happens, my family was visiting the Black Hills. And essentially what we did is that we spent the night in one of these big old rooming houses, big old hotels, rooming houses. Now they cost $5 or $10 to spend it that night. You know, the night that, you know, essentially what was on the, you know, in the boarding house lobby was essentially Neil Armstrong getting on the moon. And I was 11 or 12 years old then. You know, in July or June 1969. And what Bruce Carlton's saying is that, folks, we can go ahead and claim whatever the hell we want to, but the reason we're no longer on the moon is because we're not able to go ahead and get there anymore. Essentially, we have lost, first we lost the will to go there. Now, for all practical purposes, we don't have the ability to go there anymore. It's been pretty well said is that the Saturn V rocket cannot be reproduced anymore because the old engineers who went ahead and created that are long since dead. And pretty well the plans were pretty well scrapped or what have you. Sort of like the Doble steam car that Rolls-Royce, another predatory company, went in and bought and destroyed because they could not stand the fact that the Irish and the Scots were burning peat in the steam, truck here. Folks, we have enough coal that we could go ahead and certainly use something like 1950s technology for a steam, lorry or a steam tractor or a steam truck here. But folks, we no longer have the will to go ahead and manufacture probably 100 years old technology. Because essentially, in a day when essentially, folks, all this oil here, which is coming from Canada, from the tar sands here, essentially, it is not as easy to extract, and certainly not if it's shale oil. It's not as easy to go ahead and extract as simply just going ahead and pumping it from beneath the sands of a desert among the people who really have no use for it other than to go ahead and sell it. Folks, I do believe that we have, quote, peak oil, but when you talk about peak oil, we're talking about oil which is inexpensive to extract. Now, if we had a white society, we had a white-only civilization, folks, we could go ahead and turn coal, even shitty coal or peat, to diesel and gasoline. And, folks, if you're worried about the carbon content, we could go ahead in places where there is rain. We could go ahead and create algae farms and go ahead and create biodiesel as well. And thus go ahead and use that carbon, which was used by going ahead and extracting that coal. And we could go ahead and use the coal to go ahead and form thorium nuclear reactors, to where essentially it wouldn't be like a light water reactor. It would be perfectly safe to when essentially you didn't need it. You could go ahead and just shut the thing off. And essentially you wouldn't have to worry like you do a light water reactor about steam going ahead and under, you know, depressurizing and essentially going ahead and turning, you know, just vaporizing away here. Because that's what steam is here. Steam is a liquid when it's under high enough pressure here. You're going to have, what, 600 degrees steam here. 600 degrees steam, about three times what it is in boiling water. And essentially, it's still a liquid as long as you maintain high enough pressure. But folks, when you go ahead and lose pressure, like what happened at Fukuyama, or Fukushima, I forget what the hell the Japanese term is here. Folks, we're using old technology, and we could go ahead and use that old technology, go ahead and build something, but for what here? So that niggers can go ahead and live in idleness here and screw white holes, so that Jews can go ahead and get us to have wars outside our league. And folks, Afghanistan was outside our league. I was on the NewsKike show, and NewsKike was yapping about how we were not getting our asses whooped in Afghanistan. Well, folks, we're getting our asses whooped in Afghanistan. And essentially, once we run out of money to go ahead and continue that war, we're going to be out on our ass. And what is scaring Zog is that once, essentially, when people go ahead and find out that, you know, worthless sand niggers were able to go ahead and whip our ass and kick our ass out here, how long is it going to go ahead and take before white people decide, well, hey, you don't represent me. You won't even go ahead and let me vote for my choice of candidate. You won't go ahead and do anything other than go ahead and try to live off of me, and I don't have enough to live. You've gone ahead and stolen my children. You've gone ahead and bought and sold them here, just like little slaves, just like little animals, high-priced animals. How in the world can we go ahead and live in peace together? And we're not. That's why, if you go ahead, you don't have to believe a word of what says in the Bible. All you have to do is look on your TV, look out your window in some cases, and see that Zog Babylon isn't doing too good. It's pretty well falling apart here if you listen to your TV, as opposed to just go ahead like I am now with the sound turned off. Essentially, you go ahead and look. What you see is fewer and fewer white people, more and more mamsers, more and more niggers, more and more essentially, you know, de-raced native wiggers, essentially running around no different than a pack of niggers. Going ahead and begging and pleading here, and oh, please, go ahead. Why, you know, just like this Sandra Fluke here, whatever. Why, the white man got to go ahead and pay for me to screw. They got to pay for my contraception here so I can go ahead and be an activist and pretty well tell white people what to do. How long is this going to go ahead and continue? And the answer is not going to continue for very much longer. It's not doing too well. Not doing too well very much at all here. In any case, there are some people, and folks, I do admit, there are some people who don't believe that, you know, essentially that America or Zog went ahead and got landed on the moon. I believe it did happen myself. But on the other hand, I'm not going to go ahead and try to prove it to somebody who doesn't believe in it here. It's altogether possible that Zog lied about that, just like Zog lies about quite a few other things. Okay? Yeah, old Delaney here, he, you know, he looks like, Delaney looks like a Jew boy here. I need to go ahead and find old Bridget, you know, Bridget, Thor Thompson thinks, you know, old Finkelschini's sister here, she looks like not quite an Esther Kykus. She looks like a Jew lesbo skank here. So, like, you know, I mean, her nose looks sort of like, you know, Rachel Madsound's nose here. You know. And by the way, I went ahead and looked here. Oba Gender Bender is whining like a pussy that essentially the hits on, you know, the interest look at 2.5 Mamsers has pretty well evaporated. It used to have 200,000. Now it has, you know, it's, what, rated 3 million or so? People not going over to, Oba Gender Bender's, you know, Pisser Pufter Possum's, you know, 2.5 Mamsers for him. Because it's down a Mamser and a half. Pretty much. And pretty well what happens is that this character might as well not have a forum. Essentially, if you're not going to go ahead and, you know, let people read the Pope Marty and Johnny Tonto posts here, you might as well just go ahead and not have a forum. You might as well just go ahead and exchange it by emails. You know what I mean? Because essentially that's about the only thing that's worth listening to is the goings-on of, you know, Pope Marty and Johnny Tonto. Well, anyway, what happens, I took what was up there and I went ahead and ridiculed Oba Gender Bender. You have Liar Bill, he's going to talk about these people in the movement that he knows. Folks, anybody who essentially knows Liar Bill the Clueless and doesn't realize he's just a fat, retarded, 250 pounds of dog shit, you know, 150-pound sack, an 85 IQ on a good day, alleged Niglet niece molesting, you know, mumps nutted, one nut or two, not quite sure, you know, piece of shit here, essentially is just a petty criminal who essentially took a suspended imposition sentence in 1996 in order to go ahead and spy on TARDs. Well, folks, if you're not able to figure out that old mumps nuts essentially is a delusional liar, a part-time Zogbot, then, you know, hey, you're not much, you know, not much yourself here. Now, I don't know. I'm sort of disappointed in how Billy Roper's turned out to be here. He hasn't, essentially, he's gone Christian identity, and here he is running around with Tom Robb and running around with Morse Gallet. Essentially, what the hell is that going to go ahead and accomplish? Whining, you know, that for the legislatures in uniform to go ahead and please pass a resolution here and that the niggers in South Africa will go ahead and say these stupid wiggers that voted to die 20 years ago. I don't see that happening. Don't see that happening at all. In any case, our bowel movement, you know, has gone ahead, especially Facebook has gone ahead and pulled the switch on a number of things here. But folks, it doesn't really matter. Because usually what is being said is just plain sheer idiocy. That's all it is idiocy. What good does it do you to go ahead and have a medium like Facebook, which goes ahead and allows you to broadcast a whole bunch of people telling the fact that you're an idiot? I mean, it's sort of like looking at, you know, old Mumps Nuts Liar Bill the Clueless over on 2.5 Mamsers. Essentially, the character, you know, he sounds like a total drooling retard. He's going ahead and yakking stuff that he claims that he knows all about me or John Britton. And essentially, anybody goes there and looks at, well, where did he come up with this stupid shit? Answer, he pulled it out of the same place where he stores his brain. He pulled it out of his ass. That's where he pulled it out of. There's nothing there. There's nothing there that's real. So, what to say? I mean, folks, Zog is not going to go ahead and learn from white nationalism. Essentially, what Zog is going to go ahead and learn, what Wiggers are going to learn, essentially, is when things fall apart and the niggers and beaners are running wild and killing and murdering and raping and eating Wiggers, then Zoglings will go ahead and learn here. Right now, you end up having gasoline going higher and higher and higher. And essentially, it's getting to where Wiggers can no longer afford to drive from the suburbs to go ahead and get their jobs here. There's not that many jobs, and now they can't afford to go somewhere. I'm going ahead and watching a bunch of old sullen niggers here, listening to this nigger going ahead and chimping out here about this beaner going ahead and shooting them. Folks, none of this shit is sustainable. And yet, all these characters act like it is sustainable. That stupid wiggers will be able to go ahead and sustain it somehow. Essentially, here's the Republicans going ahead, at least in Missouri, going ahead and denying the will of those who actually did vote for whatever they voted for. And as a result, here I see a bunch of sullen niggers, what he owes me. Well, folks, you know, I have nothing to do with this beaner who shot this nigger. How does Whitey owe you? Why don't you go ahead and say beaner owes us? Beaner owes us, because what happens is them beaners went ahead and kept niggers and, you know, in slavery in Mexico here, and now they're in the United States running wild and taking, you know, our jobs or whatever here. The thing about it is, though, is that a nigger can go ahead and whine to a beaner all he wants here about how the beaner owes him something. And essentially, the beaner doesn't think he owes nigger anything. If it was left up to him here, pretty well the beaners would go ahead and kill all the niggers like they do already in Los Angeles in some cases. Folks, I just see a bunch of shit-skinned, cork-eyed, you know, burnt cork-eyed people here who essentially have the notion that Whitey owes them something. But essentially, we're going to go ahead and whine, and we're going to go ahead and bring a whole bunch of niggers, and we're going to go ahead and bitch to Wigger about how bad it is to have this law to where people in Florida can go ahead and kill loitering niggers here. Okay? Not going to happen here. Anyway, folks, don't look like anybody went ahead and called in, and don't look like anybody's going to go ahead and do so. And I've been yakking on for, I'll end up having about a 3 or 4 hour show as it is. So I think I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I'm going to go ahead and say hail victory. Oh, by the way, tomorrow, Logan Hunter show, I forget the number, but I'll go ahead and, set it up here and send a few emails. If you guys want to go ahead and be on my email list here as to when shows are here, you can go ahead and send to Pastor Lindstedt, LINDSTEDT, @gmail.com, and ask to be on my email, you know, my email list here. And folks, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, I'll go ahead and put your name on the list. About 30 people I go ahead and send out. Then I go ahead and put it up on my web page, a white nationalist, you know, whitenationalist.org. And folks, I think I'm just going to go ahead and call it a night. So I'm going to go ahead and say to you, hail victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.
White men clad in black are we, hi, hi, oh, and we'll stamp out the tyranny, hi, hi, oh. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawn, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie, all who was then the ruling man, Kyrie, white men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawn, let red blood flow. For white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On Sogling next we stomp our boots to stamp out Castle. White men go, we vote ho. On the city route, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The regime must only love its great. Hi-yi-yo-ho. The love of God our only need. Hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right. Hi-yi-yo-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight. Hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city route, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.